Everybody loves Don and Mike.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
But I got a choice of Pablo Cruz here.
I like this one.
You like this one?
Yeah, I love this one.
Everybody vote on this one. You like this one, Buzz?
Agreed.
I think it's a little pitchy. What do you think, Rob?
I think it's nice. I think they brought it out at the end.
It's summery.
Okay.
Hello.
I think he's going to be a big star.
We'll go with it, Paula. Let's open the door and then there you go. Now, hello everybody. Oh, let's see, John Kerry.
Oh, hi there.
Right. You know, I don't know. It's a good song, but we gotta have something bigger and fuller,
stronger.
Well, there are more up-tempo Pablo Cruz, more powerful. For
it gets wimpy in the middle. It really does.
Yeah.
It was used to sell Celebrex, wasn't it?
Love Will Find a Way?
When they say, when they get to the verse,
is that the one?
Don and Mike Show.
Rob takes it.
I do.
Come on, that's the same cut.
It's the same song.
No, wow. I think that was different.
Where are you at, Pablo?
I can't come to the phone right now because I'm at the bottom of the pool.
The Don and Mike Show.
Now, this is a different one.
Yeah.
This is a good one. You like this one, Mike?
Not as much as the last one.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
Isn't there one more? Even a bigger hit?
Not on this list. No, these are their two big hits. What you going to do and Hope Will Find a Way.
What about I Go to Rio?
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Pablo. I love that one.
That is my favorite Pablo Cruz song.
You know who wrote it?
Who?
Peter Allen.
Oh, no.
Pablo.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, Peter Allen had a version of it. They did a...
That's right.
A remake of that.
Peter Allen had a version that was played on the radio, right?
There you go.
Okay. I have the 45. Right. I'll loan it to you.
Well, thank you.
Will today be the day that we start with spiders and snakes, then?
Stafford?
Yeah.
Yes. Can't go wrong.
You sure?
Yeah, why not?
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Hello.
I remember.
See, it's just got more music behind it. It's better with all the hellos and the
hits, everything. More
fun. Hi there.
Hi there.
Hello. Yeah.
Hello.
Yes, I knew it. Hello to you.
Hello.
Don't have to go right home.
I know Gallagher thanks you.
Who wrote this?
Gallagher and Jim Stafford. Yeah. Though Gallagher, not on the label.
Gallagher wrote it while Jim Stafford was on the tennis court.
Just made me take
sleeping.
It off.
No drinking.
Just made me take it off.
Really?
Okay.
That's all it took.
You know, now I don't know if in the opening song, it's a different song every day.
Yes.
Should it be a song that demonstrates how hip we are, that we're hipper than the room?
Oh,
should it be one of those, oh my God, songs? Should it be a song that has a strong, dynamic opening? Or who cares if it's just a piece of crap song, but we love it?
Well, I think you got to play what you love and be true to yourself.
And love what you play.
And if we like it too, that's a bonus.
Okay.
Oh, no.
No, I think you're gonna dig it, Mike.
Okay.
The Don and Mike Show.
There's your bonus.
Are you with me?
Absolutely.
Hello, America.
Ooh.
Ladies. Hello.
This is truly a retarded show.
Exactly. We all put our hands around our shoulders, way back and forth.
I've got in front of me, really, literally, maybe 500 of the greatest songs ever recorded.
Right.
To anyone that would be a great start to a radio show.
A lot of fun.
Yeah. We'll go with Hurricane Smith right here. He's hot.
That is.
He's good. You know who loves him?
How's your mother-in-law?
How's your wife pay?
How's your recurrent music? And good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Nightmarishly Elastic. And all the Simpsons see. I just heard about it. America's favorite disobedient Cessna pilot.
Yes.
Don Geronimo. Mike O'Mara.
Now, Buzz, are you singing to this? You're just mouthing the words.
I'm just tapping along.
You're just lip syncing? Yeah. Oh, hi there, everybody. Okay. Hi, Don and Mike.
Hello.
start the show.
Lovely. Don and Mike show, and it's a new episode on this Wednesday.
Wednesday.
051105.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
No, he's not retarded.
Great Buzz. Sax solo on this.
Yeah. You can call us from anywhere in America at 877-365-3636. From Canada and Mexico, 800-636-1067. Again, if you're among the chosen few listening on WJFK-FM.
Chosen.
Chosen by God, call 202-432-1067.
Yes, oh, baby, I know. I know.
This is a horrible song.
This is such a bad song. But I gotta be honest, I love it. But I love it that if I heard it on the radio, I'd love it for about 30 seconds and change the station. However,
would you?
If I was like in a car with you guys or in a room with you guys, I'd do it just like we're doing.
Yeah.
I'd talk and then I go, oh, hold on. Here comes a good part right here, this song.
But anyway,
what would you say?
Is this song like 15 minutes long?
No, it's like, I think it's under three.
It seems so much longer. This is a producer, whoever made this record, who heard this guy singing, and they said, do everything you can to mask his voice.
And maybe that's why I like it, because you know I like the big overproduced
stuff. Right, yeah.
So that's today's opening song.
Welcome
to your time capsule. Oh, babe, what would you say? From his album, My Greatest Hit, by Hurricane Smith.
I liked it.
And this is the Don and Mike show, and we take phone calls and junk, and hello, Don and Mike show. Here's a phone call and junk right now. Hello.
What's up, my brother?
Hey, hi, you're on the air.
Hey, man, what about the girl from Ipanema? I really miss that.
The girl from Ipanema is so 10 years ago.
But what a delightful arrangement.
At least timeless. For us.
Timeless classic.
Delightful
arrangement that you had.
So 10 years ago. When the girl from Ipanema really was a song that the cavemen
right
originally wrote on their walls. That's how old that song
is. It's a very old song. It's been redone a bunch of times. We played a lovely little instrumental version of it.
Listen, before we get going here, a lot of stuff to talk about. I've got an update for you about blind chicks.
Yes.
That I thought about it.
All right.
And I've been with two.
Two.
Now that I think,
winner.
And maybe there's someone out there in the audience today, an old buddy, a buddy of mine, who maybe could back me up on it.
Really?
Wow. Yeah. His name is Shotgun Mark Rivers.
Okay.
He's been on the show before. I think he listens to us in Wichita, where he works in computer software now.
Mm-hmm. Ah, good
this
for
is
him.
This is going back to, because I got home last night and thought long and hard about it. No pun intended.
You had another liaison with a blind woman?
Yes. And I believe that Shotgun Mark was there.
In the room.
Oh, my.
No, in the apartment.
Did she know?
In the apartment.
There when you had to hit that tape again.
In the apartment with the other, he had a girl, too.
I see. So she knew. Your girl, your blind girl in
how
this case,
did
knew.
This,
how did you forget this yesterday? There were others.
Mike, see, here's the thing. I've blocked this part of my life out. There was a time, really, when I was coming up the radio ladder, again, no pun intended, mm-hmm. when I would actually count the number of chicks that I had sex with off the telephone. You know, I'm not, what, Rob?
I was going to ask, when Rivers was with the girl, what was her affliction?
She was with a different girl.
But had she an affliction?
Did she have a... is it safe to say you weren't all that discriminating then, during that period of time?
God, no. No. Not at all.
Right.
I told you, I think, Jesus, when I got a job in Appleton, Wisconsin, Wisconsin, it was that deal where they would let you stay in a hotel for 3 days while you found a place to live.
Right.
So the very first night I was on the air, I was, Jesus, this was between 16 and 17, okay?
Wow.
So I'm on the air the first night. I picked up some chick on the phone. Turns out she's a woman about as old as my mom.
Oh, my.
At the time. But I loved it.
Right.
Because
you're becoming a man with sex.
You know, you're meeting these girls.
It was a different time.
And also back, I remembered this, the year was 1976.
Wow.
Summer of 76.
Uh-huh. I was a junior in high school.
I was 17. I was doing 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. at WROK in Rockford, Illinois. Shotgun Mark did 6 to 10. He was my good buddy.
Right.
I don't remember if we got with these girls in the K-Rock
DJ Lounge?
Well, the F-Truck.
The van.
We called
the station
it,
van.
We called it the, because it rhymed.
Right.
The F-Truck.
Right.
Because the station had a big, gigantic remote studio. One of those things where.
So it was like kind of like an RV.
Yeah. Had a little bedroom in it. I think that's where the girls first came by, and then we went to their apartment. But I definitely remember now, one of them is blind. If Shotgun Mark is listening.
You got the blind one.
Call in.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I was with the blind one. That I do remember.
Was she attractive?
That I don't remember.
You don't remember. You were 17 and horny.
I was thinking back to, you know, because at that point, and I don't remember what
were
number.
They older? Do you remember? Were they older women?
Yeah. Yeah, they were. Not as old as the lady in Apple.
It was old enough to be your mother.
Yeah. These were a regular. As a matter of fact, one of them might have been a teacher.
Good times, good times, good times, good times.
So anyway, Shotgun Mark, if you're out there listening to anybody.
Now, that's not to be confused with Shotgun Tom.
Right, different shotguns. Hello, Don and Mike Joe. But he could verify
or
that
Shotgun
story.
Or Shotgun Red.
Hello.
Hey, Mike. Hey, Buzz. Hey, Rob.
Okay, hello. What am I, chop meat?
Don?
Yes, what?
I think with this show opening business, do you realize you're kind of gravitating towards groaner songs?
Groaner songs. Interesting.
Why don't you gravitate towards my gonads?
Return of groaners.
No, listen. My friend. You can try to bait me into this, but the groaners will be gone, but they will be back at a time years, months from now, when you've forgotten about them.
Which, I have a question for you.
Hi, Mike.
Hi there, Big Billy Big Voice. Which will happen first, Groaners revisiting Groaners or another Absinthe show?
The Absinthe show.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Groaners are not coming back.
Well, that doesn't give me a timetable, but it's hope.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, Billy Big Boys.
See you later.
When we do the Absinthe show, I'll talk to you all day.
See you later. Thank you for the call.
I'll be in the actor room.
Thanks. Did you say love you?
Yes, I did.
Homo.
He did say that.
All right, just so that's on the record. Okay, Shotgun Mark, if you're out there in Wichita, call in. We got to talk about that night.
Very good.
I remember, and I got a guy who could be
and
a
And you wanted to call him because you wanted to fill in the blanks. You're,
yes.
so to speak.
To be 100% my hand on the Bible, he might have had the blind girl that night, and I might not. I might have had the teacher.
He could help clear this up.
But I think she was blind. And I know that it was one of those deals where he got the girls on the phone, mm-hmm. like between 9 and 10.
Perfect.
While he was finishing up the last, because this is how it would work.
Uh-huh.
I'd show up to work like at 8, and he'd be doing a show. And,
right.
Know, this is back in the days of camaraderie in radio.
Yeah, you know, I'm jealous. I really am. I mean, I'm envious in a way, because, I mean, so many, you know, you had so many relationships across racial, you know, infirmed, and I realized, how boring, you know, my life has been. I'm with one type of woman,
exactly.
You know, really, and
well, now I've been happily married to Frida for, you know, it'll be 24 years this year.
Yeah.
So this was I sowed a lot of wild oats, but I agree, it was great being a disc jockey before condoms or AIDS, and I take it back.
I mean, frankly,
they had rubbers back then,
yes,
but who used them?
Frankly, all my life, I've always thought about the Rolling Stones song, you know, Brown Sugar, How Come You Dance So Good, and I have never had the opportunity
with the Brown Sugar.
Yeah, I never danced with the Brown Sugar, and
I had done it.
And I know you have. And or Native Americans, you know, or
yes.
or Asians. I mean, it's just not happened. And I'm, you know, I look back and, you know, who knows.
But it was one of those deals.
See, now that the Red Sox have won the World Series, I think about things like that.
Don't worry, I haven't either, Mike.
Like on your list of the 100 things you want to do before you die.
No, it's not, because one of those dumbass lists. You know, when you're in a good relationship, you don't think like that.
Not
you know?
Usually, no.
So, and I've never been one that can do that, that, you know, could count like that.
Well, come
know?
On, I was a kid.
Yeah.
I was a kid.
But I'm still, man. When I'm thinking back to when I was a junior... When I was struggling...
If I really put my mind to it, and I'll write a note right now, because we got other important stuff to talk about, but at some point during the show, boy, I hope it didn't piss my wife. Before my wife even knew me.
What the
right.
hell?
I will try to go through the markets that I worked in, and I bet you I could name off the top of my head how many chicks I picked up off the telephone up until the point that I got involved with... my first wife, and then after that, then the time between that and Frida, I could probably tell you, city by city.
Your total?
Yeah. Probably could.
Now, is this your attempt to endear yourself to the women in the audience? Right? Is that what it is?
Well, no, I'm just telling you, someone called yesterday and said, how about some stories from the from the past? And I didn't know that we were going to go down this road.
Right, no one did.
This awful highway.
Yeah.
We could just wait and talk to Shotgun Mark.
Well, are you going
to
be including names or numbers?
A lot of the names, Mike, I don't know.
A lot of them are nameless, right?
Yes. A lot of names duplicated over the years.
And a lot of them I simply would know by attributes.
Right. Like cross-eyed, double D.
That's right.
Or a width.
Right. Yes.
Hairy back.
Wow, hairy back. Wow, that must have been special.
Okay. Listen, there's some surprises out there. You know, not always when you're playing that game on the telephone, mm-hmm. and a game that I don't recommend any of our young DJs do now. And besides, you couldn't do it now. You couldn't pick up chicks now because you can't talk on the radio if you're playing records anymore. You can't do like the move that Shotgun did was he would be on between 6 and 10, and by the time I'd get at the station, I'd come in and he'd go, "Hey," he'd be on the speakerphone going, "Yeah, well, I don't know. Hold on a second." And he put him on. He go, "Oh, I got a couple here. Now listen, you go in the production room, which would be in the next studio over. He could see me through the glass.
Right.
So he could like do the show. He'd say, "You keep him going for 15 minutes. I'll pick it up." So then
Shotgun would come in on Monday and say, "Something's burning."
I'd go in the other room and I would talk to these girls, and then I would leave it to him to be the closer.
Right.
Because I had to go on the air. So I would go on the air and start doing my show, and about
I can see you doing that.
About midnight, the hotline would ring and it'd be Shotgun, and he'd say, "We're waiting for you." And I would just say, "Tell me the address," and I would show up at whatever hellhole it was, and I would get there, you know, at 2:15 in the morning.
Knocking on the trailer door.
I can see you. Hey, how you doing?
I'm not proud. I'm just telling you that's how it was.
Wow.
We were kids.
I was struggling through, you know, trying to get prom dates.
Well, I was climbing my way up the radio ladder, too. But but why not? Listen, why not have fun?
All along the way. Exactly.
Of course. Why not have some fun?
What young man in that day and age, 1976, wouldn't have wanted to do
it? Hey, what young man today wouldn't do it if he had enough condoms?
So much time, so few condoms.
Anywho, Don and Mike, hello. Hello.
Yes, hello.
Yes, hello.
I wanted to ask you, Don, if you ever crossed paths with somebody named Mad Dog Hudson, who I went on a date with over the radio.
Mad Dog Hudson?
Mad Dog Hudson.
What, did I ever have sex with him, or did I ever meet him?
Did you ever meet him? It sounds like he had a lot of...
Where did he work? What city?
He was in Madison, Wisconsin, and he was also in San Antonio, Texas.
Can't say that I know the guy. Did he pick you up on the phone, though?
Well, he picked up my girlfriend on the phone, and then she chickened out, so I went.
I understand that.
Right on.
He made love like a mad dog.
Okay.
I guess that's not true.
Oops, she's gone.
Timing is over.
She is, of course. Just gone. Hello. Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
How's it?
H-O-W-Z-I-T, copyright, Don and Mike show.
And I think when you say it, the way you say it is, Don and Mike, or whoever you're speaking to, how's it?
I'm telling you, it's going to be the next holla.
And well, this is the first guy that said it.
Don't think I know about holla. Yeah. I do. I'm waiting for it to catch on with everybody.
American holla.
Before it's H-O-L-L-A. That was the best show in the history of HBO.
Fantastic.
American holler.
There they are.
All those hillbillies.
The guy that went to jail.
Stinking hillbillies.
Great.
What can we do for you?
Well, this is Matt from Great Balls of Fire who said, "How's it?" originally.
The originator.
Right, the guy from Great Balls of Fire.
Should be very proud of that.
Hi, Matt.
Well, I'm back to normal, finally.
Oh, good. Talking about the stuff in down there.
Oh, yes.
Because he was in the contest.
That's right.
He was in the Hot Balls, Great Balls of Fire contest last week.
The hot sauce had lingering effects, Matt?
Oh, yes, it did. But I'm back to normal. I have one question, though.
Yeah.
With with no more groaners, or maybe they would come back, will we ever hear from Milburn Drysdale and Scott Shannon again?
You will.
Yes.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, here's a hint. You will sooner than you think.
Ooh. Oh, nice. Okay. Thanks, guys.
Well, thank you.
Have a good day.
How do you know that? I'm not talking to him. I'm talking to Mike. I forgot we did a commercial. I forgot we did a commercial.
Right, yesterday. We just did them, and we did them spontaneously.
But we got a little something coming up, too.
Oh, do we really?
Yes, we do.
See, that's the stuff that's on the show. I don't know that.
Let me go to... I want to read you something here.
A story?
What?
Is it a story?
Yeah, it's a story. It's a story about a man who loves his wife.
Oh, I
it's
like
it. It's a story of Rob Spiewak.
Oh, no.
Yay! It's a story of a wife who has a watch that's always 30 minutes late.
Oh, dear.
But, you know, don't feel bad for her because all the wives have these watches now. Yeah. My wife has one as well.
Huh.
You boys share that with Larry King, who they asked Larry, I think it was Jiminy Glick, asked Larry what his one problem with his wife. He said, she's not on time.
That's right.
She's never on time.
Call her Quasimodo.
And Quasimodo.
Yeah, right. Here you go at DonandMikeWebsite.com.
Yes.
We had asked the stations out there on the Ham and Eggs Network, you know, send us ratings if we got good ratings.
Yeah.
And I think I mentioned a bunch of cities, and they've finally started to trickle in. Here you go.
Good.
From Rochester, New York.
Yes.
Good old Crabchester. The city that we said we'd never go to. Here we go. These are the Arbitron quarterly results, winter 2005. Men 18-34, 8.3, number one.
Oh, wow. Nice.
Well, let me see. There's, gosh, how many? Oh, this is, there's a number one, a number two, a number five, a number five, a number one, a number two, a number two, a number two, and a number two.
Wow.
That's you're basically describing my my week.
Really, what's a number five?
Is it
five a combination of three and two? If that's the case, you should see the doctor.
That's basically every opening I have.
It's men 18-34 number one with an 8.3. Listen, if you want to see these great ratings, go to Donna Mike website. Thank you to KHTK Hot Talk 1280 in Rochester. And all you other stations.
Is it WHTK up there?
That's it. No, all you other stations, you want to get those good ratings up, send them to our website.
Thank you, Rochester. That's good. We love that. We're getting a lot of good calls from Rochester, too.
And we're going there. You want to go there, don't you, Mike?
I sure do. When's the next flight?
As soon as we can, I think.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don Geronimo?
Yes, hello.
Or should I call you Dad? Once upon a time, you nailed my midget mother while your stormy friends watch from a closet. I'm here for justification.
Okay. You do sound like a wee person.
I'm very wee, and I need money.
Get out of here. Stand in line.
Listen to this. We've got a real little person on the phone.
Hello? Go on.
Oh, no!
Gone.
I don't think he's real.
You think it just talks like that?
Yes, I do.
Hello?
Don. Did you ever go trolling for chicks with O.J. McKay?
O.J. McKay.
No, come on. You heard that story. You know I couldn't because that was the name that Shannon gave some disc jockey down in Tampa. Remember, that's the guy, some guy who had been doing a show on Q105 for like 10 years at night. And his name was whatever, Johnny Hitman or whatever it was.
Right.
Scott Shannon comes into town and tells him 5 minutes before his show, as of tonight, your name is O.J. McKay.
Oh, God. That's rough.
This is like 1981.
Wow.
And this guy, Scott Shannon,
has been
one of my mentors and a great program director to me, and he got blown out of the station we were working at. He went down to Tampa Bay to start the great Q105.
Right.
And he was down there. He just called me up, just be hammered, call me up and go, boy, listen to this. All I hear coming out of the radio is like, 205, that was O.J. McKay. How you doing? He goes, what do you think of that name, boy? I just gave him that name tonight. Gave him that name tonight.
A lot of people don't know that radio guys, primarily with fake names, they are named by program directors.
Yes. Sorry about that. And Bridget Jones, if you're listening back there, Beth Ann, try to get that guy on the show so we can end that whole dumb H-A-M-M-E-R thing.
Mm-hmm. Is that when it ends? When he comes on the show?
Yeah.
To officially retire the sound effect?
Yeah. That's when he'll
be great.
That's when he'll be on, and that's when we'll be done with that.
Good luck with that booking. He's very busy.
I bet he is.
He's hot in those commercials.
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. And I still love his puffy pants. Yeah. I'm wearing them now.
Genie pants.
Hello.
Hey. You guys are great in Rochester. And I just had to reflect on, you were talking brown sugar.
Yeah.
That was the first time I was given seafood for nothing.
Given seafood for nothing. I'm not sure I understand. Can you explain?
It's crazy.
The crab.
Yeah. Crab. Okay, I got it.
You got the crab.
Excuse me, I had the crabs in my throat for a second there. Didn't you think I was laughing at that guy? I didn't understand what he was talking about.
Yeah, well, now I understand what he's talking about.
And after Joe hung up on me 5 times, I got through.
That's
you are great in Rochester.
Thank you. Thank you for the call.
I can't get through work without you.
Thank you for the call. Joe, thanks for hanging up on that guy 5 times.
Yeah.
Okay, America, Buzz, before your news, before anything else.
Uh-huh.
And we got to get to Matt, the crying engineer, today. How many days in a row is this guy going to be sick?
Was he
sick again?
I don't know if he is or not. We're going to try to
find out. He's really been AWOL.
American Idol, before we even talk about the show last night and what we think is going to happen, mm-hmm. let me offer up to you what I think is a plausible scenario tonight, and this has nothing to do with the performances last night.
Okay.
There was a technical error last night by Fox.
Really?
I don't know if you've heard about this, Buzz.
No.
Now, here's the thing. It only affects, in theory, a small percentage of the people. You know how they had that problem a month ago, a month and a half ago, and they've had it in previous years where the voting gets screwed up because they give out the wrong number?
Right.
Last night, for closed captioning, were deaf people that watched American Idol?
Mm-hmm.
They screwed up the numbers.
Uh-oh.
So if you're watching on closed captioning, if you liked Bob Ice,
Bob Ice. That both count.
If you liked Bob Ice, Bob Ice.
Right.
Or if you liked the Tracheotomy Boy,
Count Underwood.
Now, Carrie Underwood.
Count Underwood.
Okay, Underwood, I see.
Okay, I won't speak in depth talk anymore. Yes. So you did this, but Carrie Underwood is the only one. That's the name and the phone number that they gave out on closed captioning for deaf people for all of the contestants. You understand?
Right.
Like,
yes.
She was like 877-555-0001.
So she got all the deaf votes?
Yes. Now the question.
Kind of a handicap.
The question is. Hey, Buzz.
For Karen.
The question is.
Yes. I've never heard of that.
Terrible. Listen. Oh. They watch TV.
Yes. What?
They watch, you know, yeah. just like sure. blindies listen, mm-hmm. uh-huh. deafies watch.
Right.
They watch this show. They vote on this show. Mm-hmm. The question is, what is the percentage of deaf people that watch American Idol,
good question.
That watch on closed captioning, that called the wrong phone number? And the only reason I bring this to your attention, this could be where tonight they come on and say, oh, we screwed up. We gave out the wrong number closed captioning.
We have to do it again.
Because they could do it from an angle that they're going to get an extra show out of it, that some of the people didn't have great performances last night, and also they play that nice PC card.
How stupid are the people associated with this show, though, that now this has happened again? I mean, this is really a loosely run part of the operation.
Was last night's show live?
Yes.
Because closed captioning is very hard to do, and it's usually done by someone other than the producers
of the
show.
But here's the thing, Buzz, that this closed captioning, it's right. not what they were saying. It's the slides
that
they put up.
Well, that show last night was taped, right?
No, that was live. And it was the slide that they put up underneath that's already pre-programmed in that has the person's name and the phone number to call.
Right.
So, listen. Here's how I think we should deal with it today. Let's have some deaf people call the show.
You know, but here's my... If they're deaf...
Hold even on. Stop.
you're having trouble hearing anybody out there listening.
Let's have some deaf people call and tell us how they feel. Tell us how they feel about this.
They flash the number up, though, on the regular feed? And so they'd have the number as an additional...
The way that I read it and the way that when I talked... I didn't sign with anybody.
Right.
We're just talking with Big Head about it.
Hi.
Is that the captioning would go over the top of whatever it is that they are already running for people who can hear.
Okay. I've seen a photograph of it. And when they, like Ryan would say, if you want to vote for this person.
Right.
But the only number you would see was the wrong number, even though the right number was under
it. So you think there's a good chance they're going to come out and say, hey, we got a do-over?
Yeah, well, I think so. Hello, Don and Mike. I'm not saying they're going to do it.
Right.
I'm just throwing it out there. Hello.
They have that option.
Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Am I the only one wondering why the hell a deaf person would be watching a show that is basically singing that they can't hear?
Here's the thing, and think about this, and normally I'm right with you, of course.
That's a mute point.
You make perfect sense, but who's to say the deaf people wouldn't be voting for the one that they like the looks of?
Absolutely.
Why would deaf people be left out of the greatest... absolute car wreck in the history of American television.
They shouldn't be silenced.
No, and...
It's the same thing with blind people watching TV and listening to the audio. That's exactly the same thing.
And I heard that they shouldn't be silenced. So anyway, if just mark my words, I don't know anything about this, Buzz, if you would do a check on the web or whatever you have to do to find out.
Sure. I don't know, the whole thing to me is very, very eerie.
Sorry.
I heard that. Oh, man.
Okay. I could really go way out.
Just, well, we're certainly there. You know, you might want to go along.
Yeah, come on.
Back when I was having with all those sex with all those girls on the request, it was a good thing I didn't get AIDS.
Mm-hmm.
Hearing AIDS. Sorry. I told you.
Don't apologize. None of us are.
No. I know, but yours didn't suck as bad as that.
Well, thank
it was
you.
Like the worst one.
Thank you very much.
Mine was the worst one, hearing AIDS.
You'll be all right.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
It just makes absolutely no sense that some deaf person can be judged singing competition. It boggles my poor Louisiana mind.
Poor Louisiana mind.
Understood, sir.
I picture this guy with like a white
suit. I find it fascinating. It really fascinates you, and it fascinates me.
And tell me, how are things in the Garden of Midnight in the Garden of Good and Evil?
They're wonderful, Daddy. We miss you. We miss you. Please come back. Please come back.
Get out of here. Please.
That took place in Savannah, Georgia.
Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Hello there. You know who their favorite contestant is, though.
Who, the deaf people? Who?
Yeah.
Who?
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 Ah, well.
Oh, and then he just bailed. I don't know.
We'll never enjoy bailed. The benefit of his humor.
Oh, for goodness sakes. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike, love you one time.
Thank you.
Went on voteforthewors.com after last night's show. Uh-huh. It was definitely taped because West Coast people were asking how it turned out.
Well, now it's taped for West Coast, yes, but on East Coast it's live.
Is that how they do it?
Yes.
It would be much like a morning television show, one of the news magazines.
Right.
Gotcha. Okay.
And I always thought when we lived in Los Angeles, maybe I've mentioned this before, if I have, I apologize. I would always feel gypped when I was watching, like, the Today Show or whatever, because you live in Los Angeles or Sacramento, wherever you live in California or in the West Coast, you're not good enough to get your own morning show, so you're seeing something that happened 3 hours ago, but they're going to pretend like it's live where you are.
Saturday Night Live's the worst, because then you don't get to hear the F word when they broadcast it. Yeah, nobody does anymore.
And I think I mentioned back in the day before there was satellite feeds where you could get East Coast and West Coast feed.
Right.
The greatest thing to do was when there was a TV event like Who Shot JR?
Right.
The greatest thing was to call somebody out in California and say, hey, guess what? I just saw it.
There you go.
It's Crosby.
Have a nice day.
Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike?
Yes, we are. Hi.
Hey, my name's Dennis. I'm in Salisbury. I've been listening to you guys ever since when you were in Washington, for like 20 years now.
Yes, thank you.
I'm so glad to find you in Dalsbury.
In Dalsbury?
Dalsbury, Maryland?
In Dalsbury, Maryland, yeah.
Dalsbury, Maryland. Right on. We're on 96
Rock. 96
Rock,
that's
right. 96 Dog.
And about your sense of humor today?
Yeah.
You developed my sense of humor 20 years ago. I love it.
We developed it. You've trained him to enjoy this kind of humor.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I speak Dalberry.
Good die. Dalberry, dare, dand.
Die.
Good die.
Thank you.
Die.
Peace out, guys.
Die.
Die. Thanks so much.
Die. Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Hey. Last time they did had a mess up on the voting for American Idol. They had to play the tape from the night before because they couldn't have a second shot.
Hold on. Hold on. You're going to get a ding. The ding of approval. You are correct, sir. That's right. Good for you remembering the rules. Thank you.
So they just they played the tape. They did a rerun. Is that what they did?
What they did the last time was they said we screwed up the phone line. So here's the tape of what they all did last night. Now vote again.
Okay.
Okay. So maybe they'll do it. I don't know. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Donnie.
Yeah.
We love to eat. Segment was great yesterday.
Yeah. Well, we do love to eat.
The buttering the pizza? Oh, man. I'm just going to take a dive in Lake You Guys for now.
Come on in. The water's fine.
You. Do not eat pizza. Nougat. Nougat's the one that I love.
Buttered pizza.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Hey, I think the stuff with American Idol and the deaf people sound pretty fishy.
Okay, thank you.
Wow.
Now, we could have just for a second a serious discussion about American Idol.
Okay.
I'll give you my prediction.
Yes.
It's going to be one of the chicks, and I want to say it's Von Zell, but because I am a sage, I am going to say that it is the other one, Carrie Underwood, that's out tonight on American Idol. Mike.
Wow. Carrie Underwood, you think, is going to go tonight?
I think so.
Not after the vote she got last night.
Here's the thing. I think Von Zell is going to be safe, even though, and I don't want to come off as anything except someone who sees everybody for what they are. Mm-hmm. All I know is I don't think Von Zell made the best impression on Middle America when her dad was dressed like Huggy Bear.
Her dad really was.
There's this, like, 70-year-old guy.
Right.
And he's got on this bright yellow canary jacket. He's got all the freaking bling, and he's got the hat and the glasses.
Yeah, cool. He was completely done up.
And it's like, I love you, V. I love you, V.
And she was an emotional wreck for some reason. Maybe because he was in the audience.
She fell apart last night. Poor girl was crying her eyes out. But still.
I don't know which was funnier, that or the fact that Paula Abdul looked like they were ready to pump her stomach.
I thought she was afraid to say anything.
From what I hear,
about
she
anybody.
Seems so wasted. She could not spit out a sentence fragment last night. It was sick.
Poor Paula.
She's just like, you're going to be, you've got such a, you,
you're a star.
You're a star.
And a couple of times she just pointed over at Simon Cowell like she couldn't finish.
Right.
There you go.
Yeah. Paula Abdul Garland.
Okay, who do you like, Mike?
I think tonight Fedorov will be voted off.
Robbie?
Guaranteed Fedorov.
Guaranteed.
And you're saying Carrie?
Yes. Carrie Underwood.
Because she's the favorite.
I know she is.
She's got the greatest smile.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think so.
I love that toothy smile.
I don't. She's got that.
You don't like her toothy grin?
She's got that phony, just. I just want, I don't advocate violence.
No.
I just like to smack her, though.
Mm-hmm.
Might help.
Smack her in a nice way.
Right.
In a loving way.
Yeah, sure.
I think I'm
only put like half. Only put like half the bag of marbles in the tube sock.
We'll talk about that in your next session. That'll be fun.
I think America is tired of the communist nonsense of Anthony Fedorov's family.
Can I tell you why Bob Ice, I'd like to see him get voted off?
Bob Ice is going to be your winner, dude.
I think Bob Ice should at least get an implant for that tooth.
Harold?
Because for a while I was thinking the tooth had been replaced, and then he finally breaks into that just too wide grin, and you see the gaping hole on the side of his mouth.
And you know what else? He needs those teeth whitening strips. He needs those real bad.
Yep.
And they've got those places now. You can go like in an afternoon and get your teeth done.
His mom was not bad looking. Did you see when she did the little taped greeting to him?
Who's the mom that was in the audience?
That was the grandma.
Pretending to kick Simon?
That was the,
that
I
was
believe.
Harold Bice's grandmother.
Was it? Was it Bob Ice's grandmother?
Yes.
Yeah.
We spoke to her, didn't we?
I think we did, as a matter of fact.
She was having a good old time.
Yeah.
But that Carrie Underwood to me reminds me of just of every uptight, acts like she's so sure of herself, but I don't, just something that rubs me the wrong way about her.
She's probably too robotic for you.
I think they've said it before, very Stepford wife-ish.
She can really win it if she goes on to the next round. I think it's time for her to start showing the goods.
Well,
absolutely. It's no, really, I mean, enough of the pullovers and all that.
Well,
you know, really. And do the kind of thing where she's just, she looks like she's maybe got a little baby fat on her still, and what she ought to do is just really wear too tight clothes, so like her stomach's folding over her jeans, and she's wearing like a leather bra.
Well, next week is pasty week.
Oh, now
for the judges as well.
Yes.
For
what if she came out? What if Carrie Underwood came out in a little Kim outfit? You know, wouldn't that
be
great?
One with breast like, totally exposed.
Yeah, with like a total satin hand covering a hand pasty.
She'd never do it. You get Von Zell in that outfit. You get Paula Abdul probably lives in that outfit.
Von Zell had a breakdown last night. I mean, really kind of an emotional breakdown.
And there was like something spooky or hinky with the Paula where she, because all she said to her was, how are you feeling today? And then Von Zell said something like, I've had a bad day.
Almost as if she knew that would make her cry. Because that really is what started the water war.
Put down the mic stand, too.
Why did Von Zell have such a bad day?
I don't know.
It
was never discussed.
And does everybody realize that in 3 months from now, we won't remember any of these people's names?
Right.
Does anybody also, besides Buzz, does anybody else realize that we talked the same way last year about the same group of retards, and then the year before that about the same group as if they were really important people?
I call it forgettable excitement.
But the thing that's great is the guy whose name I forgot with the red hair was in the audience last night.
It's not John Peter Lewis.
Stevens.
John Stevens.
The guy who sang Mandy, but it was great because my reaction was, hey, there's that guy.
Mm-hmm. And yep. That's my point, that last year, me especially, you know, leading the charges for that guy, and J.P., although I still do
you remember him.
I remember John Paul Lewis.
Mm-hmm. Peter.
John Peter Lewis.
John Peter Lewis. And
John Paul Lewis was
McHale was there. LaToya was in the audience last night.
Oh, yeah, I saw McHale there. Oy vey. Hello, Don and Mike show.
On behalf of all the deaf people, I should vote because...
Yeah, you're not a deaf person. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
I want to call up and say thank you for mentioning Rochester. I've lived here for many years, but little known fact, the second largest deaf school in the nation is in Rochester, and I've seen deaf people watching American Idol.
Very good. Wow.
Really? What do they enjoy about it?
What they do is they have the closed captioning on, but they turn the volume up so loud that they can hear the beat, so the music, and they just go insane for these people.
I'm telling you, if there's enough deafies out there that watch that show, that you may have a problem, because I'm not making this up. Do a Google search on this. This is a serious... Hold on, I've got it here. Give me a moment.
Okay.
Give me just a moment.
A lot of times, deaf people will feel the vibrations through the TV, and they have clubs where they can dance because they actually have the subwoofers built into the floor.
And also, they don't even sometimes have to play music. They can just do construction.
Absolutely.
Oh, and also, I've got so much about that mayor in Spokane. That mayor in Spokane is a
Someone's running a jackhammer outside, and the students thought it was disco time.
Time to dance.
Time to do the pogo.
What's the biggest? Is Gallaudet the biggest deaf school?
Yes.
Yeah, the second is RIT.
Okay, here we go. This is the exact story. During last night's show, the closed captioning gave incorrect phone numbers for Anthony, Bo, and Von Zell. For all three, the closed captioning read that the voting phone number was 1, blah, 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 Idol 01, which is Carrie Underwood. And deaf people are upset about this and have called Fox.
Ah, well, they'll have to address
it. And they said, Fox Broadcasting.
Right.
No. Listen, we don't accept crank calls. They have not been able to get through yet, but they are calling Fox.
Yeah, yes, there's some switchboard operator that's totally insensitive.
Or they're using that thing that you have a call. That thing that we used on the air that day, that internet thing. Right. We will not be ignored, Dan.
Now, one thing that needs to be said that hasn't been said, any chance of a conspiracy? Because did you notice that she's really the only country singer in the competition, and they were required to sing a country song last night.
Nashville,
you think they're trying to steer anything towards her?
I always think they play with it. I think they like Bo, and they like the Carrie Underwood, and I think they might be real happy to have that kind of a song.
And let's go to our net center now, where kindly Buzz Burbank, and we used to goof on Buzz for his computer skills. Look what you've got here. Now, what have you got for us today, Buzz?
This is a still frame from last night's Idol. This frame features the wrong television, the wrong telephone numbers. I can't tell you yet which moment in the show this occurred, but these are the wrong numbers on the screen for the moment.
That was after Fedorov's second song, because he wore the suit second.
Where did you find that?
I did a Google search, as you suggested, and clicked on one of the news items, which was about, I think the headline was American Idol Gets the Numbers Wrong Again.
Yeah.
So enter that, American Idol Gets the Numbers Wrong Again, and you'll find it.
So they might very well come out tonight. They're going to have to.
So it has
to be addressed.
Right. It could happen.
Maybe Paula will appear on Saturday Night Live this week and make fun of it.
Or maybe good way. Maybe they'll address it as Ryan Seacrest addressed it last night. I mean, what was that? He came out and he made the stupid joke about the fat guy?
Yeah, I don't get it at all. That was his way of addressing the Paula Abdul situation. He said, everybody's talking about Scott Sable, which was just total crap. Hey, you know, the conspiracy is not if they're trying to let somebody win. The conspiracy really should be they know better. At these networks, they have checks and checks and checks. They're trying to squeeze another night out.
Of course they are.
That's exactly what they're doing.
Wouldn't surprise me.
You can't fault them for that.
No.
They get American Idol on a big Thursday night against Survivor.
Will we have any new songs?
Isn't the last? I don't watch it, but is it the Last Apprentice on Thursday night?
Is it?
I think so. And no, if they do it like before, no new songs.
Really.
Although on the results show, you get new songs tonight.
Like a rehearsed number, right?
I think tonight, if they come on tonight and they say that they're going to have to put it off for another night, you have to re-vote, we probably get like an Up With People number.
Right, from their album.
And then we would have to, of which I still find hard to believe, when they keep saying it's the number one album in America.
And you'll get the Ford playlet tonight.
That's a good reason.
Which is really the best thing on the show.
But it's not going to be the same
without Fat Boy. Yeah, you got to have Fat Boy.
With his, his two long sleeves and his little sausages coming out of the sleeve.
Because nothing makes that 18 to 24 demo want to buy a Ford more than seeing big, fat Scott Sable sitting behind it.
Not just a Ford, but a Ford Focus. And I always thought that Scott was going to eat the car. Just throw it in his mouth like a gumball.
But I think you said his last name was Sable, and that would be perfect for Lincoln Mercury.
Right,
Scott Sable.
We got a break, everybody. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Back in the day,
yes,
when the topic of spousal abuse comes up.
Oh, wonderful.
On this clip from Andy of Mayberry.
What's all this stuff over here? It looks like a threat.
What's that?
Well, it's a statistical chart covering the pattern of crimes in Mayberry over the years, and with this as the basis, predicting the course of law violations during the current year. Like it?
Yeah, it's pretty.
Yeah, that is real good looking with all the Crayola work and everything on it. But I tell you the truth, we don't go in too much for charts. We mostly work with the people.
Yeah, this is usually a bunch of nonsense.
Well, now, don't underestimate statistics. Sometimes their accuracy can be uncanny, especially in the field of prediction according to past patterns. Mm-hmm. For instance, before the month is out, I venture to say you'll have 12 traffic violations, 3 break-in and enterings, 1 wife-beating case, 1 vagrancy.
Wife-beating?
No. Yeah? No. It goes according to past patterns, it should happen.
That's a laugh, huh, Andy? A chart predicting crimes like it was some kind of a crystal ball or something.
That's what it is.
Hello, Sheriff Taylor speaking.
What? What?
Well, yeah, I'll get a man right on that. Much obliged, Gray. Well, what do you know? Your crystal ball seems to be working. Ed Simpkins just give his wife what for.
The Don and Mike Show.
Many fancy them as eccentric. Don and Mike.
Yeah, how that's about that, one. Huh?
What for? That's a good one.
Gave her what for?
Not as good as the one where Andy wants the other kid to sleep in his bed. When Opie says, "Hey, Paul. Hey, Paul, do you want me to sleep in there?" "No, that's okay. Trey and I will be in there." Nido.
And that's the one where we kind of twisted it, you know. In its day, totally innocent. And then, well, it's a fishing pole. And
in its day, even that was, you know, totally innocent. I mean,
yes,
you know. And you're going to have a wife beat.
He's giving his wife what for?
Well, ain't that something, Ange? How about that? She got 2 busted eyes?
Wow.
How about him?
You better get up there, Barn.
Better call Otis. Oh, Buzz.
Yes.
Don't we have exciting news
we
from
do.
Buzz?
We have exciting news.
In the world of Buzz being a man?
Really?
Yes, we do.
In the world of motorcycles.
You did it.
I took my test today for the first time and passed. I have my motorcycle license.
Winner. You did not have to take the test twice.
I did not have to take the test twice.
You looked at the manual.
Way to go, Buzz.
I studied the manual. I took the online test to prepare me for the real test.
Right.
Went down, took it, passed, got my license.
First time through. Winner. Meaning?
Very, very pleased.
Meaning?
The best.
You beat Mike.
I did. He got his license first, but I was able to do it on the first try.
Why are you looking at me in that tone of voice?
I like to think we're...
Don't look at me. I didn't beat you. Look at him.
No, I congratulate Buzz. I think it's, I think it's terrific that you...
he was very excited, and I don't want to rat you out, because you're all my good friends, but you should know, Mike, that much in the way you called me, when you were gleeful that Buzz was, whatever he was doing, screwing up the lessons.
Yeah, the first day.
He called me gleefully this morning, told me that I was his second call. He called Marcia first,
right?
Then called me, just wanted to kind of get some closure on that whole calling circle thing.
If we're going to really be accurate here, yes. The fact is I have to take my medicine, and Buzz took the test only once, and I and my... eagerness, always over-eager, always never taking the time to really think it through. I went directly from graduating the class to the motor vehicle department.
Tiger, can I tell you something?
Yeah.
If this will make you feel any better?
Oh, something better.
Welcome to the world of Type A.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I want it now.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I want to take the test now.
Damn the torpedoes.
I want to get the motorcycle now.
Yeah. Slow and steady wins the race.
I want to get the motorcycle now.
You want to get the motorcycle now. It's a go-go. You got to be on-demand world. I seen the commercials. I know what we're talking about.
Tortoise in the hair. Slow and steady wins the race.
Are you going to maybe get a bike?
Maybe I'm going to get a bike, yeah.
You're going to get one of those fast bikes, those ninja-type, the ones that you like?
I may start basic and then work my way up.
What would be basic?
I don't know, something not unsimilar to what we were riding in the course.
Well, those are like scooters.
Well, they're technically they're motorcycles.
Yeah, they are.
Now they don't have mirrors or turn signals on them.
No.
I hope to have one that does.
Those are little babies.
Yeah.
Now, is it a money issue, Buzz?
That's a factor because when you're starting a new hobby, you don't want to just dive completely in. You like with the stereo, you start with the basic and then you work your way up.
Maybe you could borrow Ron's motorcycle.
Ron has a motorcycle?
No, it's just a headphone joke.
Oh, Ron Dennington.
Because if he did, I would.
And you'd borrow without telling him about it.
Of course.
And then say, I didn't see here real big on the sign where it's spray painted, Ron.
I really have found that since I've taken that motorcycle course, I don't know if you feel the same way. I'm much more aware, even in the car, of traffic and people doing stupid stuff.
I do that.
Because it makes you think that way, because if you're on a motorcycle, that, you know, that thing where you just miss a fender bender could be a fatality on a motorcycle. And you're more aware of people doing dumb stuff. And you know, around here, I got news for you. You know what I noticed? There is tremendous traffic around here.
No, a lot of traffic. I love it when you give us these insights.
I know. Very, very busy.
Hello, Don and Mike.
What I got out of it is I now lean when I drive.
Hello. Hello.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike. Hi, Don.
Hi there.
Buzz, did you miss any questions when you went down to take it?
Well, it's strictly pass-fail, sir.
No, it's not. They let you know how many you missed. How many did you miss?
I missed a couple.
A couple be two or three.
Define a couple, Buzz. A
couple would be like four.
Oh. And you can only miss... You can only miss five, right?
You can only miss five, but I should say that on the second taking, I did miss only three.
Yeah, but he did get it, though, on the first try, though.
Yeah, I know. Do I get any extra credit for, like, taking it right after I left the training class?
Only my undue respect is always for being a go-to... Get it done guy.
Can do.
Right.
Who and of course, I can take it every business day, and I was at DMV when they opened the following morning.
Uh-huh. Isn't that right, Mr. Touchdown?
Hello?
Hello, Don and Mike's show. That's Mike's name, Mr. Touchdown.
Yes, sir.
TD.
Whenever he steps up to the microphone, it's 6 points.
Crotch rocket.
What?
Is this guy talking?
I heard crotch rocket.
He was... Oh, he's back. Are you still there?
God,
no, but then we lost the line.
Too bad.
Oh, and Buzz.
Yeah.
I mentioned this yesterday. Bless you, Rob. Bless you, Rob.
As the Germans say.
What did a black person walk in the station?
It must be. I got that chill.
Rob's allergies are kicking up again.
I scream about going to the movies.
Oh my God.
About idiots that talk. Buzz is telling me a story about what happened to him, and he's got...
You mentioned this yesterday.
The best name of all for these people in the movies that love to talk.
I call the man who sat behind me Saturday night at the 7:40 showing of The Interpreter, the narrator.
I'm telling you, I almost fell off my chair when he told me this, because it's the type of guy that if you see a door that says caution,
right.
This is the guy that says, uh-oh.
Caution.
Right,
so. He'll remind you of past plot developments. He'll tell you what he thinks is going to happen next. He tells you what you're looking at right now with your own two eyes.
He is
the narrator.
And was a scene made?
A scene was made, and I believe a grateful audience appreciated it. I just turned around about a third of the way into the movie and said, shut up.
Hey, way to go, Buzz.
Thank you.
Buzz actually laying the shut up on a guy.
So he was... His level of rudeness was to such an extent where you know that when you do that, that's the only way you can handle
this,
a guy like
this
that.
Theater in particular, although that's a widely released movie, not a huge hit, but widely released, this particular theater is a movie lover's theater. It's generally an arts cinema. They don't have too many Hollywood movies there. This was one of them.
Right. And here is a character witness is...
Hi, Mike.
Yeah, Johnny. This man was sitting next to me when I turned around and said,
Johnny.
Shut up.
Johnny's this...
Hi, Mike.
That's Johnny. Hi, Johnny.
Hi, Johnny.
It was... I must say it was very weird because, you know, we know Buzz, K.O.B., he never gets mad at anything.
Absolutely.
Kindly old Buzz.
Hi, Mike.
So I heard the little bit of rumbling back behind me, but it wasn't bothering me like the way it was Buzz because he was right in front of the guy.
Right. Every word crystal clear in my ear.
And so when he finally turns around and tells this guy to shut up, it was like one of those things where, like, you're in a neighborhood and you got the father who lives down the street who never gets mad at anything.
So it had impact, right?
Well,
he's got that baritone. You know, they don't know he's a peacenik.
Because here's the thing about Buzz. Remember this?
They're so nice, they picked me as their spokesman.
Right.
Because I'm nice.
But when he gets that voice, you know, shut up.
Shut up.
Usually you can get the kind of guy that's going to want to mix it up. Was there any mixing it up?
A word from this guy until the closing credits. As soon as the closing credits started rolling, he started talking to his friend again.
He probably couldn't. He was going out of his mind.
He remained quiet for the rest of the movie, and I believe the audience was great.
Good for you, Buzz, and I'm going to steal that from you.
Narrator.
Feel free to call me on it every time I go to the movies and say there was someone there, because I'm going to say that now. There was a narrator in the crowd.
Right. If the guy had kept talking or given me any trouble at the end of the movie, I was going to say to him, gee, could you come with me to every movie I see so that you can narrate everything I watch? Because I wouldn't understand it without you.
The narrator. Hello, Don and Mike show.
How you doing, Don and Mike?
You're doing great, thanks.
Hey, just wanted to tell you, I'm in the military, and you guys make every day when I get out so much better. Stay safe. Been doing my job, what I do, for a couple years now, and every day I try to listen to you guys. When I tell them, it's such a depressing evening.
Thank you. All right, well, thank you. We appreciate it, my friend.
Listen,
there's a guy that's in the service defending our country, putting his life on the line.
I don't tell people to shut up in theaters after an experience I had years ago when I was at the Uptown Theater here in Washington, D.C., packed with one of those Indiana Jones movies.
Oh.
And it might have been the original. No, it was the second one. It was the sequel to Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Right.
And I was in there, and somebody was talking, and I said, please be quiet. And there was silence in the audience, and then the person went, F you, and the audience in unison laughed.
Oh.
And when you get
you lost
in that situation.
Yeah, that's not good. You lost again.
And I'm thinking, I should have gone right for the profanity. I should have gone, F the F up.
Or somewhere in the middle, maybe something sterner that didn't involve the word please.
Yeah, maybe because my voice hadn't changed at that point.
Would you please be quiet?
Oh.
If it means anything, if it's any consolation, I'm sure when you're doing that, I probably haven't shit sex with 7 or 8 infirm girls at the same time.
3 at a time, all blind, and wonderful.
Bring them to me. I don't care what's wrong with them.
Right.
Sure. Come on up. Meet you in the K-Rock F-Truck.
Wasn't that your famous night of see no evil, hear no evil, speak no evil?
It's the night he discovered the key element of the sexual encounter back then, gratitude.
Hey, Don.
I'm going to be very careful with this.
He was great.
Because we're on a good roll, having a lot of fun today.
Hello.
Hi, baby.
Hi, sweetie.
I'm just checking to see how you're doing.
I'm fine. Thanks for asking.
Okay. That's it. Love you. See you later.
Bye.
That's a weird chick that I'm married to.
Okay, what's going on? That was a strange phone call.
It was.
She's back to being Debbie depressed again.
She did not sound all that up.
Yeah.
She's back to being Debbie depressed, and I'm not allowed to bring it up at home. I'm just supposed to act like nothing's going on. I know that it's not easy for her with the mom-in-law, with her mom living with us and doing the stuff with her. She got a job, and then she's doing the stuff with my kid moving into college, and I understand that, and I try to cut her slack, and it's just after years and years of having this, you got to be jolly crap, pounded into my head, she comes back after a couple of days of being out of town, and this is what it's like. Get up this morning, she's at the computer, and I'm at my computer, and all I hear from her side is,
I go, no.
I go, what? She goes, nothing, I'm just sighing. I go, okay, because I'm supposed to avoid this. I'm not supposed to respond to this, which she told me now. Then it would be, what? And then she gets mad. Nothing, I didn't say anything. So she's back to that thing where she's depressed. I don't know why she's depressed. I thought if I called her on the radio, maybe she would put on like a phony front and be like, la, 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 la.
Right.
But no, she's back being Debbie Downer again. I'm not sure exactly what it is with that crazy child bride of mine.
One word, chocolates.
Chocolates?
Yes, bring home chocolates.
Actually, yes.
No, that would, see, wouldn't work. Wouldn't work with her. I'm telling you.
She wouldn't eat them.
Yeah,
they have sugar in them.
That's right, Buzz.
I know the problem. Thing. Hasn't she lately been spending a lot of time with my wife?
Yeah.
Well, that affects me that way.
She's always spent time with you. What? I get that. I get jokes.
Why doesn't it bother you when Rob sighs?
Oh, dear me.
Anyway, that'll be my wife's contribution to the show today. I just thought that if I called her, that she might perk up a little bit, and then we could maybe get to the, you know, the chewy nougat center of whatever is going on.
Did you give her anything for Mother's Day after all?
Yeah, oh yeah, sure. All that's handled. Everything's...
I was just asking. You got very defensive there. I was just asking. You didn't talk about it, so I didn't know whether you had.
It hasn't arrived yet.
Oh, no.
Well, no, it's not my fault. Listen, she gave me a goddamn list.
Right.
Okay? Spontaneity. Thy name is freedom. She gives me a list of Mother's Day gifts.
That's not good.
Well, no, I appreciate the help. Sure. I do, because I'll go out and buy something she thinks is a piece of crap. She's not, at least like Beth Ann, she won't say to me, I hate this, I'm bringing it back.
If it's on the list, how could she?
Yeah,
right?
Right, so now we've...
I guess that's one way of eliminating it.
So we've avoided it. So the number one thing on our list was something that's, you know, brand new, and I couldn't find it, so I had to... It's being shipped tomorrow.
Right,
so I think it'll be there tomorrow. Mm-hmm. But I handled Mother's Day. I'm handling the big birthday thing coming up.
Okay.
Just don't know why she's...
How's that progress?
The birthday?
Yes, he's handling.
We're still planning on having it on June 7th.
Okay.
That's the date, Mike.
June 7th.
It's a Tuesday.
Oh, a Tuesday.
It's a Tuesday.
Tuesday evening?
Mike, there will be no party.
Oh, there's no party.
There is no party. There is no party.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep, I do. Okay.
Did you get my subtle wink?
Yes, I did.
Indicating the fact that there might be a party?
No party June 7th.
I think there's got to be a party.
I'm writing on my calendar on June 7th, no party.
It's BYOS. Bring your own shovel.
Wow.
It's going to be an outdoors party. We're going to have a party out in the woods.
Good. We're going to slaughter a pig.
Wow. All right. Or, you know, we'll see. Just BYOS.
Some kind of sacrifice.
House of Wax party.
Bring your House of Spiwax.
Hey, there's a movie.
That's what it'll be, the House of Spiwax.
I
want to
go see that. I'm going to go see that. I think I'll go see that tonight. House of Wax.
I hope my baby girl is doing okay.
Yeah.
Speaking of weird feminine stuff, let's find out about Matt the engineer.
Is he here today?
Don't know.
Hello?
Hey, Bridget, what's happening?
Nothing, Jackie.
Hey, is Matt the crying engineer here today?
Well, I heard you mention that he wasn't, but I saw him this morning early, and so I called Tony, and Tony said that he had to leave because he was still sick.
What is the deal?
Hey, listen, what's the deal with him being sick? What's wrong with him?
I guess he doesn't, I don't know.
It's not like life-threatening, is it?
If he's not here tomorrow, I would suggest...
This is now 3 days in a row, this guy. And coincidentally, the 3 days that we've been talking about...
Hope to God that, like, you know, this whole time we've been talking about it, what a crybaby. You know, what if he got some news that, you know, he's going to the happy hunting ground?
Wouldn't the joke be on us, huh?
Sure would be. We'd get over it.
He's laughing now.
Hey, Don, I'm like, yeah, this is Matt. Huh?
Yeah. You think it's just... testicular cancer is something to laugh
at. No.
Please, no. God, you don't know anything about that, do you, Beth Ann?
No, I don't.
You'd give us the heads up if you did, right?
You're darn right I would.
You wouldn't let us cruise down that highway, would you?
No way. I'd grab the wheel before I'd let that happen.
No, there's no TC happening there. Absolutely no TC.
No casino in any regard?
What are you talking about?
The big casino, you know?
Cancer.
Oh, no, not that I know of.
Well, I've met the guy.
You're the one that was the catalyst for all of this.
He might have some kind of brain cancer.
Or a dystrophy.
Jesus Christ, what if it really is true?
There's nothing wrong with this guy.
Well, how the hell do we know?
Not like he hangs around a lot of RF frequencies that would cause this.
Oh, God. He's a sensitive man.
Yeah, I believe that.
He cried when Beth Ann yelled at him. And he's probably, you know, doing that thing where he comes into work where he's not going to have to see anybody.
Yeah, lay low,
that asks
hours.
Him about crying.
All right, okay.
Probably so.
Is that a hairpiece that he wears?
Hey, would you call him up at home and find out what the deal is today?
I sure will.
Will you call him right now, please?
Yes, I will.
Thank you.
Bye.
Because for my own sake, I'm worried about him. Does that make sense?
Chemo causes nausea, doesn't it?
What's that?
Can't chemotherapy cause nausea?
Stop it. He doesn't have cancer.
I don't think he does.
Maybe just brain cancer, like I said, but just like everybody here has brain cancer.
Absolutely.
Because they're so stupid. Yeah, you got to have brain cancer to work here.
You do have to die of something.
What he has is some sort of virus, I'm sure.
Really?
I would just love to get his side of the story.
What kind of virus? What's it, 3 days?
3 days. 3 days.
This is your standard 96-hour virus. I'm sure he'll be fine. Like many of us, I'm sure he had no flu shot. Because the president said, don't do it.
It's May, Rob.
Oh, needles make him cry, though.
Well, of course. But not getting a flu shot also made him cry.
Maybe it was food poisoning.
I hope our needling hasn't made him cry.
Maybe it was a bad hot dog. That laid Tony down for a long time.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
Engineers and bad hot dogs, you know.
They don't
mix. How's your needle?
How's your wiener?
How's your Frank?
Okay, where is he at? Come on now. Let's get the guy.
How's your Frankfurter?
All right, I'll wait to hear back from Beth Ann about that. Yesterday in the show, at some point late in the show, we tried to call Bob Mailman, who's over in Japan right now.
Well, we did call successfully.
Yes, we did, and we had a very short conversation with him.
Oops. We determined that he was asleep.
Hold on, here is Bridget Jones. Hi.
Hey. He doesn't want to come to the phone.
Oh, what did he have to say?
I've never talked to him. It's always his girlfriend.
That's weird.
And I said, well, will you go on and tell him? No, I don't. You know, she doesn't have anything to do with it.
Hold on a second. Now, listen, I'm PW'd like the worst in the world. I'll be the first to stand up and say that, okay? My life is run by my wife, okay? But I'm not hiding in a room, afraid to talk to...
I don't know if he's afraid. I mean, he really could be sick, and he just didn't want to...
Well, what's wrong with him?
He doesn't have the energy to spar with us.
I, you know, he had some type of... They thought over the weekend they ate something that may have been bad. And,
well, I sucked down a large Wendy's chili before I came to work. You don't see me crying.
Over how many days, though, does this last?
I don't know. I don't have his medical chart.
Well, would you call her back, and would you just say this to her? Would you say that we're concerned about the fact that we think that we're the reason?
That he's not feeling
that he's not coming into work?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Because we talked about him crying?
Get an answer on that, at least.
Excellent idea.
Okay.
Can you call her on a phone right now so we can hear you? I mean, so we can't hear her, but we can hear you?
Your end of the conversation.
How do we do that?
It's all we got right
now. Here's what you do. You pick up another phone, like Joe's phone.
Okay.
And you just call her up, and you just sit your phone down and let us hear what you say to her.
Okay, hold a second.
Thank you.
Well, this is Beth Ann McBride again. Donna and Mike are concerned that perhaps the illness is being generated by their constant...
Did you hear that?
What?
I'm starting not to feel well.
Oh, dear. Oh, no.
Just say there, just what Mike just said.
Well, I didn't hear
And
you.
We are...
Hi, this is Beth Ann McBride. This is Beth Ann McBride, and Don and Mike were concerned that their constant barbs on the mat with this crying finger...
Maybe physically manifesting in your boyfriend.
Yes.
Okay, one moment.
We should send him something, if it's not flowers, like a basket of handkerchiefs.
It's Beth Ann again.
Oops, here we go.
It's Beth Ann. Don and Mike wanted me to call you back because they're a little concerned because they think that maybe they may have something to do with Matt not feeling well. Are you sure?
Can this poor man speak for himself?
You were laughing?
Oh.
He doesn't have cancer, does he?
Good question.
Thanks, Beth Ann. That's a good one, really.
Deadly?
Nothing deadly.
What do you think it is? If he had a medical chart, what do you think you'd be writing down?
The disease of shame.
Beth Ann's doing an excellent job, incidentally.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know, if he doesn't get
run back there and ask her to ask how come how she feels living with a crybaby.
Okay. Bye bye.
You're not gonna make it. Forget it, Rob. You're not gonna make it.
Did you hear that?
Oh yeah. Yes, we did.
Rob.
Rob, that was one of what did Rob say?
No, I was laughing at Rob going out of the gate. Don gave him he came out of the starting gate and he kind of I saw two legs go in two totally different directions.
It was so exciting.
I had a final question. So the girlfriend did all the speaking for Sickly Matt.
Correct.
Yeah, and she said
that they have nothing to do with it. Huh. Are you sure? Oh no, I said if he had a medical chart. What do you think would be the problem? Yeah. Some intestinal virus.
Intestinal virus.
What a big baby, then.
Well, he's well enough to get up and come to work and labor, but not well enough to speak on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he may have just spent himself this morning.
Is it a problem with intestinal virus or a problem with intestinal fortitude?
Call her back and ask her that.
What say you?
Call her back. And, Rob, what was the question?
Was intestinal fortitude or intestinal something else?
No, was it an intestinal virus or intestinal fortitude?
What's it like to live with a crybaby?
I'm not asking that.
What's it like to live with such a sensitive guy?
Now you're putting words in Beth Ann's mouth. Now you're going to get more hateful than you normally are.
Okay, now which of the, you get one question, what is it?
Okay, here's the one question.
Okay.
Can Matt speak? Can we understand he's sick.
Okay.
We understand he has a stomach virus.
Okay.
But it seems that we're being stonewalled every time. So can we please speak to him?
Okay.
We'd like to put this to rest.
Okay. For you guys.
And we'd like a photo of him holding today's paper.
One moment.
Because now we're not feeling well.
Wanted me to call back.
That's a whole other subject.
Can he speak? Is it that he cannot speak?
Are you talking to us, darling?
He doesn't want to speak.
No, she's on with a girlfriend.
It's not a throat virus.
He's laying down.
Lying down. Bring the telephone.
Okay, you could bring him the telephone.
Yes.
You could bring him the telephone?
There's not a phone by the bed.
He doesn't want to talk.
Why? Tell her we're concerned for his safety now.
Would you ask her to ask him why he doesn't want to talk?
Okay. What, he what now?
You can't run from this forever.
No.
Tell him old Yellowstain. You know, he's got to come in.
It gets bigger and bigger each day he doesn't speak to us.
Okay. I have both of you speaking to me. She's speaking to me. What did you say now?
Tell her that every day that he doesn't come in, it gets bigger and bigger.
And now she's saying something to you?
She's saying something to me right now.
What is she saying?
Okay. Well, they just feel that if they don't talk to him, this will just get bigger and bigger for both of them.
And if God forbid.
She did a very nice thing of masking that threat.
She wanted me to tell you that you can feel whatever you want to feel. He doesn't feel well.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Tell her I said he's a baby.
Okay.
You can say that from Don.
I'm really hoping that he has a speedy recovery.
He's a baby. Hold on.
I hope he feels better.
All right, hold on a second.
Okay, bye, Wanda.
Okay, hold on.
Hey, Wanda?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, Wanda? Hello? She's gone. Well,
She was on my cell phone.
I didn't know.
Ah.
God forbid, if he takes a turn for the worse and we haven't resolved this.
Oh, my God. That's really, I thought it was bad.
I thought she was on that phone so I could just pick up and say, hey, come on, honey, what's happening there?
Honey?
You know, and I asked her several times if she'd go on.
Sickness or not sickness, we won't be ignored.
Does he have any pets?
It's quite frustrating. Yeah. Was there a boiled rabbit on the stove?
I hate to think that we're like the kids at school that are bullying another boy, and now he won't come. Now he's making his daddy drive him to school every day, and he's changing his hours around.
That he's really just sick?
No.
Okay.
For 3 days?
Not likely.
No. And he's only been here for what, like 6 months? That's all his sick leave for the next 4 years.
God, I mean, it's not like he's not aware of it. They're listening to it right now.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that he's crying while he's listening? And she's like,
yes.
Shut up, be a man. They're calling.
Might go the other way where he's liking the attention. That has happened, too, in the past. Where he's, if they're laughing, they're kind of enjoying this. But I don't think they're that sophisticated. My opinion. And I've never met this woman. Just my opinion.
You've barely met him.
Well, just based on my meeting him.
He's not sophisticated.
No.
He's about as sophisticated as my left toe.
Right.
That's the bad one.
He could indeed be a big baby.
Yeah. You know? Oh, no, he is.
Yeah. You know, am sick. Pull blanket up to chin. Don't take off. Chills. Chills. Soup. Cracker baby. Lick wounds. Suck poison out. Was.
Change.
Change again.
Change diaper.
Take temperature again. Take temperature more.
Take temperature more accurately.
Well, it should be interesting because Tony has to be out of town tomorrow and Friday, so.
Oh, so what you're saying is since Matt is the second in charge of the engineering department, he really physically would have to be around.
Right.
Okay, good. Well, I hope he's feeling well enough to come in tomorrow.
And I told her that, and I'm sure she's giving him your best.
Where's Tony going?
He's going to Richmond.
Why are you laughing?
I don't know.
Listen, don't start that if you're not going to finish it.
Okay.
Okay.
I withdraw the remark.
Don't do the crime if you can't do the time.
Okay.
I think Matt will be at work tomorrow, and we will put closure on this tomorrow.
Yeah.
I look forward to it.
We all do.
Unless the is a wife or girlfriend?
One is the girlfriend.
The girlfriend has him shut up in the office and is screening his calls.
And he's sitting there and he's just taped up.
Taped up.
He's chained to the bed.
No, he's like, he's in a comforter. He's wrapped up in a chair.
Like a cocoon.
Yeah.
Like maybe, a sarcophagus.
Maybe tape over his mouth.
Maybe it's like Misery.
Right, yeah. He's been hobbled.
Hey, go get me that tape where she hobbles him. Would you grab that, please, Rob?
We're going to take you in a moment to Matt the engineer's bedroom.
Where he's
having a conversation with his
girlfriend, Wanda.
Shortly after he tried to run out of the apartment.
Making a cake.
To free himself from her.
With a knife in it.
And there's the setup.
Wanda, which reminds me, I saw Wanda Sykes, who I love. I saw her on The View today.
Yes.
I just got something to say to you, baby. Wear a wig. Wanda Sykes had just her regular, I guess, her regular hair.
Deadhead?
No, it looked like, I'm trying to think of a brother that doesn't shave his head. I mean, she had, like, man hair.
Okay.
She had short, very short, saying the same thing about any chick that, wearing hair that short. Thank you, Rob. Here we go.
We now go to Matt the engineer's bedroom as he has a conversation with his girlfriend.
Paul, do you know about the early days at the Kimberly Diamond Mines? Do you know what they did to the native workers who stole diamonds? Don't worry, they didn't kill them. That would be like junking a Mercedes just because it had a broken spring. No, if they caught them, they had to make sure they could go on working. But they also had to make sure they could never run away.
That's Matt in the background.
The operation was called hobbling.
And here,
hobbling?
Whatever you think I'm not doing, please don't do it. Any gods.
Shh, darling.
I think he's listening to this right now.
God's sake.
It's for the best.
Hey, please.
Almost done. Just one more.
Well, you won't be going back to work anytime soon, Mr.
Okay.
Mr. Man.
Okay.
There you go. So much for that. I'm calling the shots now.
You bitchly cowcorn. You effing seed.
I think Misery should be added to my holiday movie list.
Mm-hmm. You got it.
I watched Mommy Dearest last Thanksgiving. I think we'll put Misery on as a double feature.
Happy holidays. Got a break. Be right back. Oh, and the trip to Las Vegas, we'll give it away soon. It's courtesy of IndependenceAirFlyEye.com.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, you bought the wrong paper, Annie. I can't write on this paper, Annie.
Well, I'll get your stupid paper, but you just better start showing me a little more appreciation around here, Mr. Man.
Matt.
Mike Show.
Boy, it's like clockwork the way your pain comes. I'll get you your novel, Paul. Forgive me for prattling away and making you feel all oogie.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
I thought you were good, Paul. But you're not good. You're just another lying old dirty birdie.
Hey, Garn, they've done something even more difficult. They wrote a book, Don and Mike.
Hey, go to our website, you get a chance, www.donandmikewebsite.com. Buzz, if you go there now, we've got the picture up of Maxim's top 10 hottest girls in the world.
Man,
you
know, I'm on
the list
way.
That we started all those years ago. And now they've picked it up. Remember that?
We did it a long time ago. We never continued to update it, and it is in bad need of being updated.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Oh. Don't think me unkind.
We just played the police.
Yeah.
Words are hard to find.
You gotta go all the way with it.
I'll tell you, the number one girl on the Maxim list is the hot one, the really hot one from Desperate Housewives.
Eva Longoria?
That's her.
That's right.
She's number one on the Maxim list. We got the pictures of all the top 10 girls on our website.
Wonderful. Oh, man, they are great, too.
Jerry Todd.
It's all I want to be saying to you.
Thank you.
The innocence will pull me through.
Mr. Rick Moranis.
Doing the police as only he
can.
So
let's see. The list has all these chicks. Sarah Foster, Jessica Simpson, Brittany Murphy, your girl Angelina Jolie.
Uh-huh. I'm not all about Brittany Murphy. I don't think she should be on that list.
Rachel from the OC, Jessica Alba, Lindsay Lohan, Jennifer Gardner, Evangeline Lilly. Is that right? The girl from Lost. Okay. Mm-hmm. And there, the pictures are up on our webpage.
Man, they are nice, too.
Right. Are they nice?
Oh, look at them. They're all such hotties.
They're nice.
Hey, that's a hell of a picture of Lindsay Lohan there.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
A bit revealing.
Look at that. But those are fake. We've had that discussion before.
No, these pictures are real, Don.
They're real and they're spectacular. Oh, Mike.
Could you sit there?
Yeah.
Mike?
Yes.
But go to the store.
Mike?
Yes.
Today is May 11th.
And we all know what that means.
Do you know whose birthday it is today? Baruch's mother, Mrs. Arras. Do you remember her name? Baruch.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait, hold on. Shora,
that's right.
Shora Agdushlu.
There you go.
Yeah! I am Shora Agdushlu. For my birthday, I only require...
What's that?
A cigarette in one hand and a cinnamon stick in another. One to smoke, one to chew on to freshen my otherwise heinous sock breath.
How old do you think she is?
She would be 62.
53.
53, yeah. But a hard... Worn 53. It's great to be Baruch's mother.
And I hope Baruch gets back into the last two episodes of 24. They kind of teased about that.
I'd like to see. I hear there's going to be a romance between Baruch and Chloe O'Brien.
We didn't put this picture on our website today. You couldn't go to any newspaper and see it, but it's of Kenny Chesney and Renee Zellweger. I'm going to put this on a post-it note right now.
Right.
1 year from now, these two, absolutely on the outs.
I think you're being conservative. I think it's a guarantee. It's a lock in a year.
Okay, well, do you want to go lower?
I'd actually go maybe 3 months.
3 months, meaning
because
May,
they
June,
wake up, they realize
July,
what they're
August.
Doing.
I would take that bet.
Mm-hmm.
I think they will last longer than 3 months.
Right. He's just a little odd for that. I mean, this is a strange one. But I don't know enough about the relationship. I don't know how long it was going on.
Here's the thing with these celebrities. This is why celebrities should not marry celebrities. Except there's a rare case where it works, like with Paul Newman and Joanne Woodward.
Yes.
But otherwise, here's the thing. I'm looking at these two now. They're happy right now because she's a gigantic movie star. She gets her ass kissed. She can go anywhere she wants. He's the hottest thing in country music. Even guys like me that don't like country music, like Kenny Chesney.
Mm.
Now, that star is not going to burn forever.
No.
For either of them.
No.
And for whichever one of them it is where it fades first, and in this case probably her because he's country and he could be a country singer
sure,
like Merle Haggard for
70 years old.
Like a NASCAR driver his old goddamn life.
Uh-huh.
At some point, because like I'm reading the reports that they're so happy together, and they've only known each other 3 months, and it was a spur-of-the-moment thing, and she's loving the fact that she's getting on a plane and going to a concert with him, and that he's going to come and be at an opening for a movie. As soon as she starts to hit the wall, and it's a fact with an actress, it's a fact. Everybody knows you've got the certain years where you get the certain roles.
Right.
Then after that, you get the other roles, and then... Then in Hollywood, forget it.
Right. Yeah.
If you're a woman, forget it.
It depends on how her ego will handle the inevitable. Even the biggest stars, the nature of the business, she will not be getting the same volume of movie roles that she gets now. That's just a reality in Hollywood.
She might, though, still get more movie roles. And in any event, I predict she'll dump him 6 months from now, which would be about a week before Thanksgiving. That would be
so you're saying she'll dump him?
I do think so, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. She'll tire of him.
Yes.
Yeah. I might be with Buzz on that because
regardless of her career.
She's also the one that's, she's been just like a conveyor belt, right, with these guys in her lives.
Don't forget James Carey.
Jim Carrey.
She was a game to, and who's the guy?
That's when she went all weird when she started dating Jim Carrey.
And who's the guy in some band that she was just with right before
White
this guy?
Stripes, is it, what's his name? White. Jack White?
Yeah, that's
White
the guy.
Right. That's who she dumped to go with Chesney.
Okay, I'm going to say they don't last a year. I don't know who's going to leave who, but it's not going to last a year.
All right, Buzz has 6 months. I have 3 months. Right.
I think the marriage will last forever.
All right.
And yield thousands of beautiful children.
There you go, Rob.
Romantic.
Rob finally taking the high road and being an optimist.
That's right. She'll just keep squinting. She won't even know she's married.
Well, Mike, I've got a couple of news items here. I think Buzz is going to have on his news story that
very
are going to make you sad.
Okay.
Okay, first, well, this will make you happy, but there's some sad news.
Well, that's the best kind.
Well, it's about George Lopez's kidney transplant.
Oh, no, I hope there haven't been any complications. How did it go?
Well, we're going to find out tomorrow night when he's profiled on Primetime Live.
Yes. Oh, God.
Which means we'll have a great show Friday with all the tapes. It hasn't even been a month, and I feel alive. I feel as good as I did. Bad. I mean, it's unbelievable. Everything is better with my new kidney.
Give me a break!
That is what George Lopez has
to
say.
So ABC is going
to
do a report on one of ABC's people.
Yes, they are.
Well, how convenient. Well,
they did it on Fox last time, so they're doing it on one of their own people.
Well, they really know how to practice synergy.
That's nice.
My kidney had been at 18%. hey, bum, they just called. Your kidney's at 18%.
Man, how did that happen so quickly? Wow, I better get a new one and fast. And, I got my new kidney. I don't have the blues no more.
Can you find that?
I'm the bleacher bum.
Because we're going to be ODing on this come Friday when we've got the tapes of him on TV.
He lost half his worst TV movie prior to riding in the car with my sister.
In the windy.
Oh, you should see these.
Traffic and weather every 10 minutes on Sports Radio WDA.
These numbers can't be right.
No.
I can't lose half my audience in 3 days.
Well, you did. I can't lose half my kidney in 3 days.
I don't understand this. Where did it go? Where has it vanished to?
Rob, where's the one where the guy says at the very end, find the one where the program director says to him, you can do the show you want with gardening.
Oh, yeah. Was he here?
Yeah.
Anything you want. Call me. Get a new shirt.
Hey.
There you are. Greetings today. I mean, you buried the hitman. I just got off the corporate. They want you back. Your old slot. But your way. Sports, self-help, home improvement, gardening, anything you want, Hank.
Oh, my goodness!
I love you, man.
Yeah, I love him so much.
There they are. Battle of the worst TV movies of the year.
Naughty or nice?
Naughty or nice against riding in the car with my sister. Riding on the bus with my sister.
Thank you!
You're welcome, Ro. Now, Mike, this one is going to make you sick.
Okay.
So you just want to... You're just going to want to center yourself for a second.
All right,
center yourself. Are you centered, Rosie?
Yes.
Okay. I mean, you're distracting me, Rosie.
Here you go.
Oh, that is that.
Well, that's good. Why don't you keep quiet over there, okay?
Okay, Mike?
Yes.
You know Kevin James?
Yes.
TV star Kevin James?
Yes, and TV star, golfer, movie maker.
Okay, so we have a history with Lisa Remedy, and I know her name is really Leah Remedy, on King of Queens. Used to be friends with her. We kind of know Kevin James. Mm-hmm. Somehow the King of Queens show has hung on, and it's been renewed for another year.
8th year.
Yes. Would you like to guess how much per episode Kevin James will be getting for the King of Queens?
$150,000.
My man, would you like to try... Half a million bucks.
$500,000 an episode.
That's right. They do 23 episodes, which means Kevin James will be paid over $10 million for putting out that dog-ass show for one more year for the Columbia Broadcasting System.
Man, oh man, give me a break.
Okay, so there you go. That's the news about
$10 million
for Kevin James.
Over.
I hope Leah's getting her cut. And also on our website, we had mentioned the Tony Danza thing.
Rob said that's $30,000. That's $130,000 per laugh.
I think you're being too generous.
Well, I counted smirks and giggles.
No, I think you're being too generous. After the show today, we'll have the link up on our website for Tony Danza's go-kart thing. We talked about it yesterday.
Yeah.
We finally did get the link. You can try it yourself.
He wasn't hurt, thank God.
Yeah,
thank God.
WFTV.com is where they have it, but we will have the absolute link on our website. And I only got time for one more. It's about Robert Blake.
Ah, yes. What is he doing now?
Now, yesterday, I love finding out stuff about Robert Blake.
Sure.
This is so nuts. Yesterday...
They're talking about me on that radio show I like so bad.
Yesterday I told you about his list of celebrities that he wanted to come and speak on his behalf as character witnesses.
His bizarre list of celebrities. Huh?
Okay. Well, somebody in Los Angeles, the story had gotten out, and somebody in Los Angeles thought it was a goof. So they sent the L.A. Times over.
Right.
They sent Extra over. They sent Access Hollywood over. They sent the Billy Bush lottery winner show over.
Right.
To talk to Robert Blake.
Uh-huh.
You're going to see him on these shows over the next couple of days. Indeed, he was absolutely speaking from the heart when he said... He wanted to bring in and still does want to bring in Gavin McLeod and Lindsay Wagner and all those other people.
Right.
But now he's saying there are more celebrities who believe he's innocent who he wants to bring in to testify on his behalf.
He led with Gavin McLeod, yes.
And now he's saying that was just the tip of the iceberg.
He wants bigger celebrities.
Now, this comes courtesy of the syndicated TV show Extra. We have to credit them because they gave us the information. Mm-hmm. They've not broadcast it yet. You'll see it tonight. They have him on camera. Where he says, yeah, you bet your ass, I said Gavin McLeod, and you bet your ass, I said the Bionic Woman, mm-hmm. to be character witnesses.
I believe. Bring them in right now, brother.
And he still wants to use them in his civil trial. He says, he'll say this tonight on Extra, the first person I call will be Sean Penn.
Yeah, well, there he's back to Sean Penn again. Uh-huh.
Then he says, Alec Baldwin is also a big fan of mine.
Sure.
Alec Baldwin sent me fan letters. I put him up with Sean Penn as the heavyweights to be the one to start the ball rolling and make some calls to get all of Hollywood behind me.
Wow.
Hold on, there's more. He says, Kevin Costner comes up to me and says, hey, Beretta. He and Alec Baldwin are big timers. Then he says, and don't forget about my good friend, John Travolta.
Oh, yeah.
Big, big fan.
Sure, Vinnie Barbarino.
Real important fan.
Mm-hmm.
World-class fan.
Right.
And the one celebrity that he wanted to just mention the name about but wouldn't say the participation, but he was sure would come and speak on his behalf, Robert De Niro.
Bobby D.
Right. That's going to happen.
And I'll tell you something, brother. You're all going to get me out of here. I ain't going to be in this hellhole no more. All my legal woes are going to go by the boards. When we get Alec Baldwin and Bobby De Niro talking for me, brother,
great.
Those prosecuting attorneys, they won't have any idea what hit them.
His list of celebrities. And again, these are people who are just going to say he's a good guy.
Hey, if you need to reach me.
According to him.
I'll be at Vitello's. That restaurant I like so bad.
Gavin McLeod, Lindsay Wagner, Sean Penn, Alec Baldwin, Kevin Costner, John Travolta, Robert De Niro. Right.
You say you got evidence? Wait till I bring out the captain of the love boat.
Right. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, we're doing great, thank you.
Good. Something's wrong with that Renee Zellweger.
All right, honey.
Well, you said it, we were thinking it.
Because I remember reading, she was dating George Clooney, and he broke up with her, and she camped outside of his house in a tent until he would come out and talk to her.
You know what, I don't know if that was true, but I remember it from the tabloids.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you are correct.
Yeah, and then she started dating that Jack White,
right.
Who was in that band with that girl, and he claimed that was her sister, and come to find out they were actually married.
Yeah, hold on, you're right. That, and she had some screwy thing with Jim Carrey, too, who's nuts on his own, but the two of them had some
They had the
scene,
land of the weird.
They had a scene at some castle in Ireland that they were in or something like that.
She's got a track record. He bought into it.
Something's not right there.
All right, honey, how long do you give it?
I give it 7 months.
7 months. 7 months.
Yeah. Right. And who leaves who?
She'll probably leave him because someone else will come along.
Yeah, that's it.
Because he lives on the island of St. John. She's not going to want to go down there all the time.
Yeah, and that's another, I tend to agree with
this lady. A font of information right here.
But I had the same thought that Kenny Chesney, and if you listen to his music, he's one of these, like, almost Jimmy Buffett guys, but he pulls it off a little more believable than Jimmy Buffett does now. But I do believe that he lives the island lifestyle, and that, Renee Zellweger, who knows if she's going to like living in a Gilligan's Island hut.
I didn't know that Kenny Chesney lived on St. John. That's
Yes, he does.
That's definitely walking the walk.
That's why all of his songs are about, like, getting drunk and going by the bay or the ocean.
It's amazing.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Radio guys.
Yeah, hi.
I mean, Gossip Queens.
Gossip queens.
Yes, right. Drama queens, gossip queens.
Hey, you guys got to ease up on the King of Queens. That's one of the funniest shows out there. I know. I understand you guys have a beef with whatever name is.
Hold on a second. Now, we'd be willing to talk with you about, and we don't have a beef with Kevin, it's with Leah Remini, but did you say that you think the show is funny?
Oh, it's hilarious. And I'm not the only one. Like, I'm not just saying that.
No, hold on. I'm getting a message. Hold on a second.
Are you retarded? It's not a rhetorical question. Are you retarded?
And you know what? It's actually funny that you play that, Don, because you play sound effects way too much, and you're always cutting Mike off. You need to ease off on those, too.
Oh, yeah. Cut me off, asshat. Here we go. Divide and conquer after 20 years.
I can tell. Mike gets annoyed with it.
It's agenda calling.
Oh, Mike, why don't you tell him? Why don't you tell him, because he can hear it in the radio, how annoyed you are. I'm cutting you off. I'm constantly turning your mic off.
Are you still there? When you were playing John Wayne 24 hours a day, I could tell he was getting annoyed.
No, I'm afraid I was laughing with the John Wayne just like everybody else, sir.
And if you were...
How dare you propose to speak for me?
Yeah.
Asshat.
Well, when I'm listening and I can hear that you feel that you're getting cut off
How do you know what I feel? Repetitive
John Wayne comments that aren't even funny.
Are you feeling one John Wayne movie? You don't have the guts to, like, make your point, you know, give your opinion and then back it up on your own. You're using me to somehow justify your argument. Don't do that. That's not fair.
I'm using you to back up my argument because I find them annoying.
Well, you know what? I find you using me to back up your argument.
Let me ask you something.
A slap in the face.
If you find them annoying.
Wayne is not funny.
If you find them.
Watch the John Wayne movie.
Hey, ask.
I don't know why you would play John Wayne.
Why'd you listen to it then?
I didn't. I changed it.
You're lying.
So you find the sound effects annoying?
I think they're funny, like rosy stuff like that. But like the stuff that you were playing, John Wayne, is just annoying, and it was constant, and you were cutting people off with it.
Well, Mike, I can't hear you. He can't hear you now.
Just play the John Wayne.
Oh, just play it.
Huh?
It's what annoys him the most.
But he loves it.
What did you say?
You still there?
What?
Oh, the guy hung up.
Oh.
I apologize for my language.
Sorry about that.
That's what I was trying. I've never been very good at signaling like
no,
that.
No, I didn't know what you...
I'm going...
Just play the John Wayne. I couldn't figure out what you... I was trying to get him...
The guy was calling to bitch about the John Wayne tapes.
Right. Yeah.
And that was the time when we bring out the John Wayne tapes, and that's... We don't talk to him at all.
And Mike...
We just play the John Wayne tapes.
Would you please stop speaking... With your IS, your ESP, however it is you're communicating.
Sending out those
vibes. Send the brain waves to the people so that they know that you are so mad about that.
I send out that vibe to everybody. God, why is he playing John Wayne?
If that guy,
how's it taste?
I wish that guy would call back, because right now I'm curious how Mike is feeling.
Yeah, exactly.
Laura, crying, pipsqueaking ass.
Color's bitter because John Wayne's American and the color was Canadian.
Do you think that guy may be so stupid?
Where did you find these Packer Woods?
When I'm talking to Rosie,
mm-hmm.
and I say, you know, shut up, and I do, you don't think he's that dumb that he thinks that's why.
Just like, you know what else I think?
Right.
I mean, as long as we're pulling back the curtain.
Yeah.
I think that when you used to pretend like you didn't like the Groaners every day.
Right, right.
That
he'd buy into that?
There used to be 10 calls up there that Joe would screen. I wouldn't take, because what's the point? With people saying, why are you doing that? Mike hates that.
Oh, God. Oh, man.
Yeah. I know, really.
So dry, so over their heads.
it's not rocket science.
Somebody looking for some.
Okay, that's enough.
Who else have you blabbed to?
Okay, don't listen to me.
What did you say?
I was reminded of a story when...
Say that again.
Jesus.
Don't cuss.
Okay, if I can finish my thought, I was really excited about this story that happened to me the other day.
Thank you!
Okay.
Our dad is dead.
Fine.
You are a lot of trouble.
Damn it. Tapes. Why do I even come in?
Yeah, I know. Well, because, Mike, I'm glad our listeners can read your mind.
Yeah, hey, I'm so glad my brain juice worked.
Because Mike is sitting there. Mike, I can hear it. Mike is really mad about that. Yeah,
Jesus.
Mike's stewing on that.
Man, driving in today, I'm like, please, no John Wayne.
Well, he's yours.
Oh, there he is. Day blown already.
Bend over.
Yep, that's me.
Because those tapes aren't funny.
You look like the vermin-ridden son of a bitch you are.
How does he seriously pull that John Wayne thing and bring me into the equation when I believe I was the biggest advocate for the John Wayne
thing? The thing is, because I know exactly what you're doing. Because you consciously don't want to go overboard and be perceived like Ed McMahon.
Right.
When you think something is funny,
yeah,
and you're doing a bit, and I know you're doing a bit where you're like, oh, please, how many more days do we have to hear this? I know that you're being funny,
right?
But it doesn't translate to the little brains.
Really?
The little brains.
Some, but some not of them, all.
I would say not all.
Yeah.
But obviously some think that.
Mike, wow.
Mike?
Yeah.
Well, now that we got that cleared up.
I really would appreciate it if you'd stop.
Just tell me what you want to say, and I'll stop interrupting you.
All right.
Okay.
What I was going
to... We'd like to ask you some questions.
Oh, damn it.
God damn it.
Listeners can hear it.
It's coming to a 70-year-old movie.
They hear it.
Nobody even knows the actor's name anymore.
And who is John Wayne anyway?
Then I called the guy. Well, if you don't like it, why were you listening?
Well, I wasn't really listening, but I know Mike hates it.
I do have a request for all listeners that have opinions, though. Please don't hide behind me to deliver your opinions, okay? I have my own, and I will give them when necessary.
That's not strictly true.
Shut up!
Now, I don't think we'd take too kindly to being arrested, mister.
I get kind of scared when I'm yelling. It's easier to yell at Rosie than it is.
Get on your horse.
Yes, sir.
Seems to be the idea.
Right on, John.
There you are!
And now you shut up.
How that is that?
And I couldn't be happier about it.
Excellent.
Yeah, I thought so, too.
I want to see you!
I'd rather not have you do this. Shut up. Shut up!
Hello, Don Ann.
Yeah, well, he put up that sign in the bathroom that says only employees can use it.
On a mic show. Hello.
Hi, guys.
I'll
decide
this one.
I just wanted to tell you, I love John Wayne, and I think you should play more of him.
Amen.
Of course.
Mm-hmm.
Of course. I would, except it upsets Buzz.
And
No, it doesn't upset Mike. It upsets Buzz.
Oh, you guys make me laugh. Thank you,
honey. Bye-bye.
I've needed bye-bye.
See you later. Thank you very much for the call.
I'm sorry, lady.
Very kind. Appreciate it. Mike, if you would only stop sending out those subliminal messages.
I understand. Now,
if this is true, you have my sympathy.
I'm thinking another thought now. Do you think that guy mistook you for me? That's possible. That could happen, too.
Yeah.
So many layers of dumbness.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, so now I'm really confused. Does that mean at the end of the show, Mike really doesn't want to keep on going?
No.
All right, that's good.
That
thank
may
you.
Be the best.
Yeah.
Sir, thank you for identifying the biggest lie of my day.
No.
Some get it. Yes, the last music sounds and I say no. Because I want to stay into the night.
Yes. Can we stay?
That is it.
Hello there, Don and Mike show. Hello.
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 Yes, hi.
Hi, can you have John Wayne and Rosie possibly talk to each other?
They have. We've already done.
Talk to each other at the, like dueling.
Dude, we did that already.
Dude, we've done it.
I'm not so inclined.
Come on.
Learn to listen, listen to learn.
Don and Mike, hello.
Mike?
Yes?
Hey, buddy. I've noticed that when you used to say goodnight to yourself before the end of the show, I think that really upset you. I can tell that when you drove home that you were just pissed.
Yeah, there are many nights I would be so annoyed at myself, and I just look in the mirror and I go, shut up.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
See you later.
And why isn't everybody can read you guys so well, but they can't read me?
Well, you're a man of mystery.
How come they don't know that I get in my car every night and go, God, I wish they all were dead! All of them! Interrupting me!
SUVs driving by you going, Daddy, Mommy, look at that man in the car next to us.
Well, this is the way it's going to be.
Yes, sir.
Okay, a break here.
Yeah.
Oh, hold on. We didn't do a feel good. Well, I'll save it for tomorrow. I'll tell it to you real quickly. A woman killed a guy with a bra. Hey, do you need anything more?
That's a feel-good. That's a news story. That's a straight line for a joke.
Victorville, California.
Uh-huh.
This chick's having a party, and she's got a guy, her neighbor, over. She goes into the bedroom. The neighbor is going through her underwear.
Mm-hmm.
She finds him with the bra. He's not naked or anything. He's just going through her drawers, and he sees the bra. She freaked out. She had been drinking. She hit him and knocked out his teeth, and then when he was laying on the ground, she took the bra and strangled him to death with it.
Wow.
There you go.
That's your wonder if he's been drinking.
That's feel good.
That sure sounds like he was in his cups.
Does she have something to do?
Shut up, Judge Melville.
I wouldn't make it a habit calling me that, son.
God, I hate that.
I thought that's what it was.
Yeah, I'm glad you know now.
We'll be right back.
Here's the Don and Mike Show.
It is a...
Well, he...
What, say it.
Captures you.
He captures me?
Yeah, captures you.
Now, you listen, you little fruit basket. I am nothing like that nobody, and I am Hank f***ing Kingsley.
That's what I was saying.
Please leave. I'm sorry, did I forget to say now? There you go.
The Don and Mike Show.
There you go.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
All right.
This is Ghetto-licious.
Two dazzling urbanites, Don and Mike.
A bunch of commercials to read. I don't see where they're written down. I'll just tell you off the top of my head. I know we're giving away another trip to Las Vegas today, as we are every day of the month of May.
Cool.
Courtesy of Independence Air.
And I want to thank Independence Air. Nice people.
FlyEye.com. Also, we have NBA playoff tickets. Don't forget Saturday night on ABC. It's the Wizards and the Heat in primetime on the ABC TV network.
Right.
Now, we'll give away the trip to Las Vegas. You can start calling now. I don't think we'll do it now. Maybe in the next break. Hey, what happened there, Pigtails?
Pocahontas says what?
Where are they?
Really? Where?
They were right there.
They were, well, they vanished.
Are they on the other side of that card?
No, that's my handwritten card.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, I did them without. I did them without the cards.
You did.
Yes, I did. Did both of us, right? Independence Air and ABC.
That's it.
That was it.
Done.
Thank you, Bridge. Thanks, Pippi. Pippi Longstocking.
Pippi Longstocking.
You see, Beth Ann has pigtails today.
Yeah.
She's got her hair in pigtails today.
And they never go out of style. Young, old. They never do. I wish my hair was long so I could wear them.
You should grow your hair out.
Well, it would take some time.
We have the trip to Las Vegas. We're giving away today from Independence Air. FlyEye.com. Oh, and not now, but call now, because in our next break, or sometime before the end of the show, we'll do a little naked cruelty.
Oh, my.
It's been a long time since we've done naked cruelty. That's where you call, and if there's something awful you want to say to somebody.
Hide under your desks.
You know, we'll make the call. I'll make the call. Everybody on the show will help make the call for you. So it's 877-365-3636.
My nightmare.
And we call and make the call that you just can't make yourself.
Will you call engineers?
He'd be the perfect one.
Yes, he would. Yes. Hey, crybaby, you're fired.
Matt, the engineer, would be the perfect one. If there's something you've always wanted to say to somebody,
that's right,
but it would just be too cruel, too nakedly cruel,
too uncomfortable
to say to them, you know, for instance, you know, the reason I don't want to go out with you, your teeth look like Robert the Mailman's.
Right, exactly.
I mean, that's right there. That's...
Yeah, get your teeth fixed and maybe we'll have something. We can talk.
So if there's something you'd like to say to somebody, call us and then we'll take your calls. And then someone will win the trip to Las Vegas, because that's how those games always go. Speaking of Robert, we could call him again, although we called him yesterday.
Woke him up.
I think we'll give him a couple more hours sleep, because right now it's only 3 a.m. in Tokyo.
Yeah. Ha, fools.
Maybe we'll let him
sleep. He might still be out.
Let him sleep until 4.
He
got the jet lag from an aeroplane. I don't know if anybody's interested in this. During the commercial, I sat down and wrote down all of the markets that I worked in when I was an up-and-coming DJ.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Before I was involved, seriously, with my funny, cunny honey.
Mm-hmm.
And I think off the top of my head, I could probably tell you most of the phone pigs that I had sex with, and probably where it happened.
Wow. Well, what are you proposing to do? Are you proposing to name names, or
no?
Are you proposing to give us numbers per city?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I could do it.
You're basically going to say, well, there was Nina Menasho, and there was one in the trailer, one in the...
Kind of what I'm thinking.
Uh-huh.
That's kind of what I'm thinking. Would you be interested in that?
I would.
Sure.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, sure. Then as I write down, and I'll tell you...
What city are we going to start with?
Well, we start when I got into radio, and that would be in Rockville, Maryland,
okay,
at Winx, when I was 13. No sex there.
Okay.
And never got laid at Winks.
Mm-hmm.
Except for that time that Big Don O'Brien does.
when he was wink, wink, showing you the business.
But that was all good touch anyway. There's no bad touch there. It was all good touch.
Where'd you move on to?
Then we moved to Wisconsin. And it was in Beloit, Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first station that I ever worked at full time when I was, I think, in 10th grade. And at that radio station, which was a 250-watt AM station at 1590, I got laid three times at that station.
Good start. All right, let me ask you a question.
Yep.
Why are you doing this? What is the inner desire you have to share this? I'm not speaking from anything perspective, anything other than...
Well, I would hate to do something that you disagreed with on the show.
You know what happened.
People call. If you would feel more comfortable, Mike...
Oh, we ain't going in looking guilty.
Right.
I can play more tapes for you.
Well, I don't know. I think you may be getting yourself in trouble at home
with her? No, I don't know. Listen, the past is the past. One thing that I think my wife and I both agree on is that, you know, listen, she was with thousands of men before she was with me.
My God. He's not going to get me in trouble.
I'm kidding. She was with she dated a lot of guys in the radio business.
I'm not your father, and I think you know exactly what you're doing. So where were you?
We've talked about it. I mean, we've talked about it before. It's just if you wanted to come up with, this is how my mind works.
It's interesting.
These are the things that I remember.
It used to be this way. Maybe it still is.
Now, Buzz?
What?
You used to pick chicks up off the telephone.
Of course I did. Yes, I'm right there with you.
Would you have any idea how many you would pick up per market?
I haven't worked in as many markets as you have, so, you know, but at least prior to getting married, so I wouldn't have that many to report. But there were some.
You would remember them, though.
Yeah.
What about you, Mike?
No. Not on the radio.
You never picked up a chick off the request line?
I don't think I did. I really, really had more of a... When I was a club jock, when I was working in clubs, that's more when that happened. But it didn't happen as often as I'd like, unfortunately.
Of course.
Never does.
Okay.
All right, so where were we?
Beloit, Wisconsin.
Three.
And that was when I got fired the day, and I remember it was only three because I'd worked there for a while and I got fired because I didn't have a license. And the manager called my mom because I was in school. And said, you have to come down to the station after school.
Okay.
And the FCC was coming in to inspect the licenses.
Wow.
And I didn't have one.
Oh.
And they said, okay, you're fired. And the Flying Hawaiian took my job.
Yeah.
But I still had gotten laid three times in my first radio job.
You did have a license to love. What radio station did you move on to, you dirty, filthy whore?
From there, I went to 95.5 WYFE, Rockford, Illinois.
Rockford. Now, how far was Rockford from Beloit?
20 minutes.
20, so just down the street.
20 minutes.
Very cool.
Notched four there.
We're at a total of, are you keeping a running total here?
Yes. And sadly, I mean, this is what I think could, splinter my relationship. I won't tell you, but I remember. if anybody's interested, this is how it used to work. I remember one chick called up. It was when Born to Run first came out.
Uh-huh.
I was working at the station, 95 YFE. And... it was on a 4.5-minute cart,
right?
And the song was 4 minutes and 26 seconds long.
Mm-hmm.
It was like the first time I'd heard it, or the second time I'd heard it, and it was 95 YFE. Waited for it to recue, and then because I had just gigantic stones, played the same record twice in a row.
Right?
This is like the best record I've ever heard. YFE. Anyway, I go to the request lines, and there's some. I love this song. Did you play this song twice in a row? And I remember where she lived. She lived by. Oh, God, what was this? By a Walgreens. She lived by a Walgreens.
Uh-huh. Really?
That was the first girl that I ever picked up, and she didn't want to...
You don't remember the name? Well, I mean, if a woman made an impression on you, if the liaison
none of these
was
women,
significant...
Look at the clock now. If I go through the entire list, I'll tell you there's probably only one woman on this entire list from all of these radio stations who I even remember the name of. And it was one that I really fell head over heels in.
Wow.
And she just wanted to use me and throw me away.
Yeah. And she broke your heart.
She did.
Okay.
She did. And then also there was not all listeners either. I'm going to include station employees.
This is where we're in Rockford now.
Yes, we're in Rockford.
All right.
And in Rockford, at the first station, at the FM station, there were two. Mm-hmm. Two listeners.
Oh, I thought there were four in Rockford.
Well, then there was two more at the other station in Rockford.
Oh, you moved to another, so we're, okay, we're all right.
So well, there was WYFE FM, where there were two, and then WROK, where there were two more.
Mm-hmm. What station do we go to next, Wilt?
After Rockford, mm-hmm. we go to Pittsburgh.
Uh-huh.
We go to 13Q in Pittsburgh.
Some might say the big time.
Now, I only worked in Pittsburgh for 10 months.
Right.
I was a very brief stop at 13Q Radio.
Right.
However, during the commercial...
A bit of a journeyman at this time.
Yeah, I couldn't hold a job. I was a loose cannon. But I did count in my head at least 20 times.
20?
At least 20 different women.
Wow.
I'm not proud. I'm not exaggerating. I'm not a stud. I'm just telling you, it was easy to do.
Yeah, this says something about Pittsburgh. Do you feel that this is purging yourself? Do you feel that this is, in a way, a confessional?
No, I'm just trying to show people what it was like back behind the curtains in the day. Because what would happen was...
Well, I think you're bragging.
You'd be...
I think you are
maybe
bragging.
A little bit.
Yes.
You know, you'd be on the phone and the deal is you'd be there for 4 hours playing the same records over and over.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd get a girl on the phone. And if you got someone who had promise, it would be, could you get her to invite you over
right by
the end of the shift?
Mm-hmm.
So it would be... Hey, yeah, hold on, I got to do a break. Because they would love that. They would love when the phone was down, and they wouldn't hear the music. They would just hear, I love a 13Q, coming back, it's 8:42. And they'd go, are you there? She'd go, oh, you were just on the radio. Like, oh, yes, bingo, yes, I was, honey. Yes, I was. And then you would...
how it works. This is true. This thousands of guys.
But gentlemen, I was in the business.
Yeah,
but then
you would do is you would keep talking to them.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd say, like, you would see that you would have to play, I don't know, Donna Summer next. And you would say to her, you'd say to the pig on the phone, you'd say, do you like Donna Summer?
Yeah.
Oink. Supposed to go play it for you next.
Yeah, right. But it was on the list.
So the oink oinks that you would jump into bed with the oink oinks.
Yeah, well, absolutely.
Well, see, I wouldn't do that.
And Pittsburgh was, as far as getting laid off the request line.
I'm thinking, you know what it is?
The best city ever.
So you didn't have any girlfriends at the time or long-term relationships?
Constantly moving.
I'm thinking most of the time that I was in the business, I was either married or in a relationship, and that's...
But if you're moving around the country, you don't have anybody in town you know, so you have to try to make as many friends as possible.
Yeah, okay.
Well, Pittsburgh was my big stop. That was the big one.
Yeah.
It's a legitimate question.
Because now, you know, I'm up over 20.
So is Pittsburgh your world record city?
No.
Well, as far as the time period?
No.
Really?
Okay. No, because after Pittsburgh, it's back down a step, back to the minor leagues.
Right.
Back down to Appleton, Oshkosh, and Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Which, as it turns out, is a very, very fruitful time for me.
Really?
Very fruitful time for
me. Wow.
Because I count over 26 different encounters. Between, I'm working at two stations at once.
Right.
Okay, I was working at the station in Appleton, which is a smaller town by Green Bay.
And
working weekends in Milwaukee at WOKY, which is the big station.
Yes, right.
So I would get the local talent during the week.
Right.
Then on the weekend, I drive to Milwaukee.
You use the term talent loosely, though.
Oh, right. They were all pigs.
Here's my question. When did you start getting a little more discriminating? Because I remember the story about the driving around the block.
That happened. I mean, I'm just telling you about the times that I hit it out of the park.
Right.
There were, with all of these success stories about my fantastic prowess, there was an equal number of times that I'd say, you know, okay, I'll meet you in front of Hardee's. And she'd say, okay, how will I know you? I'm driving a blue car. I'd have a red car.
Mm-hmm.
And she'd say, I'll be wearing a yellow windbreaker.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd go by and I'd see a pig and I'd decide, you know, okay, is it worth it or not?
Mm-hmm.
No, you just keep going.
Right.
Because you're driving the wrong. So there was a lot of times that it didn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
But I would say Pittsburgh was great. Appleton, Oshkosh, though, and Milwaukee, that was the all-time show stopper.
Right.
I'm lucky that I'm alive today.
All right, at this stage, how many in that time, how many incidences of venereal disease were there?
I never had anything. Wow.
Yeah, it was another time.
But at this point, I'd been with almost 50 women.
Right. That's what I'm counting.
I had been with nearly 50
all
women.
All virgins.
Far from it. Far freaking from it.
During this, and I'm talking about the whole time here, the oldest.
Oh,
When you were...
Mike, I don't know their exact ages, but at the time I was 17, I'd say at least... I was between 15 and 17. There, in cases, three times my age.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You know, I'd be with a chick that was 45 or 50.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's wonderful.
They need love, too.
So there's absolutely.
And some of your conquests are no longer with us.
I'm very sure.
Sure. Oh, God, that's disturbing.
Well, very sure. A dark thought that crossed my mind.
Well, right, so if they're 45 or 50 when you're 17, let's do the math. How old? Say there was a... You think there might have been a 50-year-old?
Positive.
All right, say there's a 50-year-old.
75.
75?
Maybe 75.
Maybe they're with us, maybe they're
not. Yeah, but, you know, they're not a lot of healthy living.
But I want to tell you, Evansville...
America,
don't rule them out, Ron.
A lot of sausage.
Evansville, Indiana, not a good town for me. I lived there for about 3 months. I couldn't do anything. Nothing happening.
3 months in Evansville?
Very surprising as well. Got my big shot in New York City.
Right.
At 99X. Worked there about a year.
Mm-hmm.
Only two.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Only two. And that was, and I think that's because I was scared of New York at that point. That was 19...
Scared to go to people's houses.
1977. Yeah, I mean...
Strangers and chop you up, put you in a box.
That, Mike, that was... Well, Buzz will tell you, and you know it from being in the business.
Right.
That was how it would go. I mean,
right.
The girl would call up and you'd say, okay, where do you live? Because you never wanted her to come into your apartment.
Right.
And you would always just go walking in like, you know, hey, it's me, the DJ.
Well, and they're doing the same thing you're doing, basically.
Sure right. They are.
Of course.
Sure they are. No, they're
it's
not.
Mutual.
No, they're not.
What do you mean?
Well, I think that they all fell in love.
Yeah. That's right. Right. Keep thinking about it. Yeah. They all left that you left in the morning. See ya.
It's a prerequisite.
I'm gonna Stuntman leaving now. No, don't go, Donnie.
Because remember, and I'm not lying about these numbers. I'm not proud of it. But I'll just play this. This was me then when I was getting all this.
Yeah.
You know. Really get laid.
Grab it all white. I am Big Don Toronto. Upcoming this hour, I will be revealing another one of the prizes in the Super Stash on Summer Score. Keep it here on the main Music Mama, Blue 128.
Hello. Now I understand.
There you go.
Yeah. Intoxicating.
Hello, Big Don.
And then, well, we're running out of time.
Oh, no.
Indianapolis. Indianapolis was very good to me. I worked at two different stations in Indianapolis.
Yeah?
Loved it. Detroit was great. That's where I had sex with a midget. I've told you that one before.
Keep purging.
And then here in D.C. And that's where it ended.
Right.
You know? Although I did have, a couple off the request lines before I met my my wonderful wife.
Do you get full credit for the midget or just the half?
I'll take full credit.
All right, very
just
good.
Just over 50, though. And you said you'd mention a name or two. Any name during, of course, there must be one or two names.
Here's the only name that I really remember. I was working at 13Q in Pittsburgh,
mm-hmm.
and there was this girl, and her name was Kathy with a C. And
of course.
Well, I mean, this chick, as it turns out, I didn't care. She had been with all of the other disc jockeys at the radio station.
Mm-hmm. Kathy with a C?
Yeah, and I didn't care. Not your sister, Mike.
Okay.
Not your sister. I had her later. But I remember that this girl was like, whew, she was way older than me. Well, they were all way older than me, of course. I mean,
okay.
I was working in I would make extra money being a disc jockey in a bar on the weekend.
Just a little horny rabbit running around town.
I'm not old enough to buy a friggin' drink, but I'm in there playing the Bee Gees. And
did you lie about your age?
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. How old are you? 25.
25, ma'am.
25. Meanwhile, you know, I don't have any hair anywhere on my body.
Say, this is a nice bed you have.
So then this Kathy with a C, she's kind of my girlfriend.
Yes,
when I'm working at 13Q. I think I've actually picked a girl up off the telephone, and I like her fine. And as it turns out, there's a party. Now, I don't know that she's been with Ray City Zoller and Don Cox and Jim Quinn and every other disc jockey. I'm like the last guy in line.
Right.
Right? So there's a party, and I say, do you want to go to this party? She says, oh, sure. I say, because I'm an idiot, there'll be some people from the station there. And she says nothing to me, like, oh, I've been with all these guys. And I'm not in love with her, but I was more in like with her than any other girl that I had met.
Right, consider her kind of a girlfriend.
And I brought her to the party, and as soon as the door opened up, Ray Zoller had a big, gigantic white guy afro. This is like in 1976.
Right.
Hey, Kathy, baby! And they hugged, and she walked around the room, and then that was when my friend Don Cox, the late Don Cox, God rest his soul,
took you aside,
came over and said something like, son? I said, yeah. He said, why are you bringing her here? Why are you bringing her to this party?
Yeah.
I said, I like her. And he said, I swear to God, he said, so do I. But I was screwing her two nights ago.
Oh my God.
Ouch. And I remember standing in the laundry room of whoever's house this was in, crushed.
Sure.
I'm in the laundry room. I'm crushed.
Not only the betrayal of your friend, but the disc jockeys and the embarrassment.
Yeah, not a betrayal because they didn't know.
No, the betrayal of her, you know, in a
and
world.
Then, of course, Don Cox, being the good friend that he is, by the time that I finally got my tail out between my legs and go out back to the party, everybody, you know, it's like a known fact that she's the whore of Pittsburgh. And it's like, oh, what? You think she really liked it? And you liked her?
Right.
You brought her to this party? Oh, yeah. Kid, you got a lot to learn.
And that's what drove you into the arms of a dwarf.
Yes. And then we pulled the train.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Ew. Nothing worse than picturing disc jockeys doing something like that.
The train.
But I think that's it. That's about it.
Well, thank you for that.
I'll tell you more details anytime you want to know.
I will. I've been writing these down.
Okay.
And I'll be keeping track.
Okay.
So Kathy would be the only name that you remember.
Yep.
Young fella. If you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
And I remember this. She broke my heart so friggin' bad. This is before.
Were you brokenhearted because of her or because she embarrassed you in front of the other DJ?
Both. And I remember then there was like no cell phones or anything.
Right.
And I'm just driving around Pittsburgh on a Saturday. And that song Telephone Line by ELO was on constantly. And I'm driving around just every 10 minutes stopping at a payphone, letting it ring 100 times at this chick's apartment. And imagine, doing it with Ray Zoller right now. And I would drive another 10 minutes, go to another payphone. Meanwhile, every song on the radio, telephone line, give me some time.
Because she was special.
She was.
Even though she was a loose woman, she was special.
She was a whore. She was a dirty, stupid whore.
Yes.
But yeah, I
but
did
special.
Like her. She was a special stupid whore.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
There's no real way to segue out
of
this.
What would the total be? What was the grand total during that?
About 50.
Yeah, a little over 50.
About 50. Mm-hmm. About 50. Only because I thought about it and wrote it down.
Right.
And there was a time.
Because you've never compiled that number before.
No, many years ago I would actually be able to sit off. I mean, I've forgotten it now. I've burned too many brain cells, but there was a time I could have just told you right off the top of my head, yes.
I'm better at names. I'm better at names with my past.
This one here, this one here, this one here, got in a car wreck with this one, went to a, you know, went to the radio station with this one, went to a van with this one. Mm. What about you, Mike?
Men or women?
Oh.
Both.
Yes.
I got to think about it over the weekend, and I'll compile
it's
the
very
list.
Confusing.
You know, some in between. It was great. No, I have unique names, and that's probably why I remember them.
Such
but I probably shouldn't be doing that because I mean, even
dumbass amateur.
They're so obscure that, but it could be if I don't mention a last name.
Go ahead.
That. Well, the number one in my life was Renata.
Like Granada?
No, R with an R.
I know. Renata. And now, was she a girl you picked up off the request line?
No.
Or a girl in real life?
Just in real life. In my travels. But that, yeah.
I should also mention that without the radio thing, I never got laid.
Mm-hmm.
Like in high school. Never.
That's the other thing you should know about disc jockey.
Nothing.
I think that's true
in high school.
All of them.
I could not get a girl to come next to me.
Right.
No pun intended.
Hey.
Understood. I think the only time in high school was someone else's girlfriend. That, you know, it was at a party and it just happened. And
was it Ray Zoller?
It was Ray Zoller. But no, I don't. On sheer numbers, you know. Not that impressive, really.
I mean, I wasn't doing it to be like Will Chamberlain. I just thought it was, as somebody mentioned, that it was an interesting part of my radio past. It, that used to be part of the great thrill of doing a nighttime show, where you'd be alone at the station by yourself. And
that's where DJs get into trouble.
You could, like, have a girl on the phone for 4 hours, you know, then go over, knock off a little bit, be back home in time for Johnny.
Right, and then she'd be able to take care of the morning man in the morning.
Kathy with a C.
Wow.
Kathy with a C.
Celebrity, if you remember the name, you must remember the celebrity she most resembles.
The celebrity she most resembles is a prettier Carrie Ann Moss, the girl that was in The Matrix.
Okay.
Remember the girl that was Keanu Reeves? He was Neo, and she was...
The kind of cut, muscular
yeah,
one?
Yeah, but I want you to think a little more feminine.
Okay.
And a little more filled out.
All right.
But really cute. Really cute. Mm-hmm. And just a whore. I mean...
God bless her. Hey, a name you shouldn't throw out that with that track record. You shouldn't be throwing that name around
yeah,
too much.
Yeah, careful there. Let me just say, you know, Cox on the radio, that's one thing. Ray Zoller, that's another thing. But listen... Well, when you're doing Jim Quinn.
That's where you draw the line.
Jim Quinn.
Jim Quinn.
Not Jim Quinn.
Who might still be on in Pittsburgh, as a matter of fact. So if you're listening today, how you doing, Jim? I didn't hate too much when we worked at that station. Every hour he had to play a dumb record, The Mighty Quinn. I'm not kidding. Yeah. Hey, don't forget, Jim Quinn's back.
And I'm sure the disc jockeys didn't give you a hard time after this Kathy thing. Because DJs aren't cruel people at all.
No.
How long did it last?
The whole time I worked, the whole time you were there.
Wow.
And sometimes they would just do stuff, like I'd be in the, because I did 6 to 10, so Ray Zoller did 10 to 2, and I would be hanging around in the studio after him, and it'd be like 10 after 10. He'd go, hey, hold on a second. Mm-hmm. Hey, 13Q, Ray Zoller, good looking Friday night. Got a call from Kathy. Just turn around and look at me. You know, just a generic.
Yeah.
Got a call from Kathy tonight. Little Elton John on 13Q.
Rubbing it in. DJs are fun people.
And they would always say stuff like, you like her, right? Like, no, I don't like her.
Not anymore.
As my Mexican friend said.
What? What did your Mexican friend say?
I'm going to remind you of it every single minute of every day and night.
Okay. See, most people, like, get out of high school. We, in the radio business... We stay in high school.
Hi, Mike.
Hi there, Billy Big Voice.
We got a break. Thank you. Here you go. That's a little slice of...
No, thank you.
Buzz. What was your... Buzz, what was your total?
My total? Under 50. I'm going to say more in the neighborhood of 30.
Pretty impressive, Buzz. Yeah.
Thank you.
Pretty impressive.
It was the period of time and the fact that we were young and in radio.
Those are tricks you picked up on the request line, right?
Many of them, yes.
Yeah. Take the zero off and you've got mine.
Three?
Yes.
Two marriages and now a girlfriend. Thank you. I appreciate the interest. I won't be saying anything more on the subject.
You're a funny man.
Hey, how about you, Rob?
Just the one I married.
Just the one you married. There you go.
Right. For Buzz, it was easier, though, because he had the same excuse every time. With Mustang Fest, tomorrow I ship off to Germany.
Where's the
will be gold.
Yeah, it works.
Let's see. We got the, Naked Cruelty. I almost forgot about that. Those calls for that game, it will give away the trip to Las Vegas.
Some might say what you were just talking about was Naked Cruelty.
Right.
So long. Please come back.
Hi, Mike.
Or is he just a giving lover?
Kathy. Kathy with a C.
She's had the whole team, pal. And they're all at this party.
And Don Cox. Wow. Here's the picture of Don Cox I'll leave you with. You got to picture Burt Reynolds, like, after his Smokey and the Bandit days, as he's starting to go downhill.
Uh-huh. Oh, no.
This is what Don Cox looked like.
Wow.
And he had the cowboy hat and everything.
Oh, man, and with, like, the tight shirts.
Yeah, and he'd pull me aside and come out of laundry. He'd go, son, come here. I screwed her last night. Thanks for the tip.
Ouch. Thanks, cowboy.
Thanks. Cox on the radio.
See, it's cowboys. They want to play cowboys in Indians.
We got a break. We'll be back with your calls for the Naked Cruel.
Is the Don and Mike Show.
I never was married to my second wife in the first place. I already told you I didn't need to get a divorce.
The government is trying to deport you. We're washed up here, kids. We're getting out.
Well, what if I don't want to go?
Well, why would you want to stay?
I promised Myra I'd buy her a wedding ring.
Well, what do I need a ring for? We ain't even married.
The Don and Mike Show.
I'm laughing because I know why you played that. And it's just funny.
Thank you.
Noted Caucasian.
Yep.
Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
We're going into that land now.
No, we're not. Check out our website. You get a chance. www.donandmikewebsite.com. And what's new up there? Oh, you got to check out the pictures of Robert the Mailman's teeth.
Yes.
We found a dentist, incidentally, to take care of his teeth.
Yeah. Is it a trauma surgeon? Because he needs help.
Also, on our website today, you'll find, if you go into the Daily Log section, you'll find the picture of the 10 hottest chicks in Maxim magazine, and we'll have a great link link to that Tony Danza thing with him wiping out that little go-kart.
Yeah, nobody heard, thank God.
Most people are familiar with Robert's Dentist if you've seen the movie Cannonball Run.
I hear they all sit there. Also, Marathon Man comes to mind.
Yeah, is it safe?
Yeah.
Post-torture.
Tomorrow on the show, we'll talk about, you know, since we brought up that creepy mayor in Spokane,
yeah.
All of our listeners on the KFAN radio in Spokane have called and emailed and written and faxed all this crap about this mayor. So we'll talk about him tomorrow because there's more to that than we had even thought.
Okay.
Also tomorrow, the Wizard Heat playoff tickets.
Yeah.
We'll give you another trip to Vegas. And Rob will call the phone horse tomorrow.
Oh, good.
And Beth Ann, even though I did the slugs for the clients, she's wonderful. She took the time and trouble to make brand new index cards, even though I already read the slugs. Yeah.
So well, you really don't need the cards.
They'll be ready for next time, like tomorrow. For
no, they won't.
They'll be right there if you need them tomorrow.
They're in the garbage.
Keeping her busy.
Just having some fun, Mike.
Did you really throw them away?
Yep.
They're filed.
With the other ones?
Yep. Come on, Beth Ann, just listen.
I'll just make two more, Don.
We don't need them today, though, Beth Ann.
Well, I mean, I wish you had done Happy Bags tag and all that.
Yeah, you didn't mention the Happy Bag.
Well, you just did, so now we don't need the card again.
But happy Bags. I didn't really embellish like I would want you to embellish about it.
That was a great disc jockey. Happy Bags.
Anyway, it's so funny with Beth Ann that I think I'd said on the air, where's the card for these slugs? Well, I'll just read them. She came in the studio. She said, where are they? I don't know. It turns out Joe had thrown them away, right?
Why are people constantly throwing away her? And we should explain what slugs are. Slugs are little pieces of paper with commercials written on.
Yeah,
little,
and
little promotional
I like to call them promissory notes.
And Beth Ann was actually going to dive into...
This was Happy Bags on Scrode FM.
She was actually going to dive into this gnarly trash can to try to find the old cards. I said, forget, don't go in the trash can. So as soon as she came in with the new cards... As soon as she left the room,
that was what.
Yeah,
that's what you guys were laughing for. All right,
threw him in the garbage can and poured a can of Diet Vanilla Coke on him,
so you could permanently destroy them.
And the bad thing about those slugs is once you get salt on them,
they
shrivel
up.
Yeah,
anyway,
the coolest way to kill an animal.
Thank you.
I think it's fun.
Thank you, BA.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Hey, Beth Ann.
Yeah.
Back when you were a DJ.
Yep.
You ever do the opposite? You ever do it? I mean, did you as a woman do it? Guys ever do? You pick up guy off the request line?
One time.
Hey, way to go.
Good for you, Beth Ann.
Well, welcome to the business.
And I have a reminder of him every day in my house.
Wow. Oh, you mean he's the guy? That's it? One time?
Mm-hmm.
You're not a virgin except for that one time, are you?
No.
Okay, good.
But that was my first time.
Wow.
Wow, fool.
First time.
Yeah.
A cautionary tale.
First time, long time.
God's cruelest trick.
Just kidding.
God's naked cruelty.
Yes.
But
nothing,
I love her.
There's
I
nothing
matter.
Wrong.
I know you do.
There's nothing wrong with being a child of love.
Right.
No, for Christ's sake, B.A. My nose is busted. I can't even breathe through it. I can hardly stand
up. Who are you going to say that to first?
What?
Julia or Robert?
No, no.
Oh, yeah.
Take
I know
it from
it's
one,
you.
Take it from one who
I know
knows.
It's yeah. you.
You can still be brought up in a loving household. So they split.
All right, B.A., we'll see you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for the cards. I just thought it's funny. She's so eager to please. You know,
yes.
The thing, and I said to her...
She is. She's wonderful.
I said, don't make new cards now. Make the new cards when you show up for work tomorrow morning at 5:45.
But she didn't. She came in. She wanted to get her homework done early.
Right.
She brought it in for extra credit. And now it's got caramel coloring.
And what have we learned is don't pick up a guy off the request line or he might slip one past the goalie.
Yeah, I'm sorry if my immaturity has offended you.
Hold up on that buzz, though.
Pretty
I don't
mature.
Know what that happened there. We're not ready for buzz yet. One more break here. We're going to do the naked cruelty right now.
Yes.
See if we can make this happen.
Welcome to my nightmare.
Giveaway today's trip to Las Vegas, courtesy of... Oh, let me look at the garbage man.
Happy Bags. Should be in there.
Independence Air, the official airline of the Don and Mike show.
Reach into the prize sack and find out what's going on.
Fly high, get your Happy Bags game tag today. Now flying to San Diego, Seattle, San Francisco, L.A. FlyEye.com. Go your own way.
Wow. Independent.
That trash can is a Happy Bag.
Yeah. A lot of things have gone into that trash can in the 15 years we've been working here.
So the deal is, we'll see if anybody's got a call worth us making, a call that they don't want to make, a call that would be just nakedly cruel to somebody. Let's see who's up for the game and who wants to win a trip to Las Vegas. Hello, Don. Hello. Mike Show. Hi, who's this?
This is Mike. How you doing?
Hi, Mike. We're doing great. Mike, where are you from?
Calling from the D.C. Baltimore area.
Beautiful. Naked Cruelty Time. Who is it that you would like called, and what do you not have the nerve to say to them?
I want to call Pat, and I don't have the nerve to say this to him because I respect
him. Hold on. Slow down. You're going too fast here.
He wants to call Pat.
All right, Pat. What do you? Who's Pat?
That's a good friend of mine. I've known him for probably about 4 or 5 years now.
All right.
Hi, Pat. His mother and his father for a long time.
Hey, Mike.
People.
Hi, Pat. Hi. Okay, you know, hold on a second there, Mike. Mike on the phone. Totally off topic, but I'll tell you that when I met with Frank Murphy, our old producer, a couple weeks ago,
right.
He told me he's an extra in the movie. It's Pat. And he said you can see him in the closing credits, that it's a big shot. He described it by an estate, like Wayne Manor, where they're having, it's a big rolling grassy fields.
Right.
And Frank is standing off to the corner by himself, just waving at the camera. And he said, if you ever watched the movie.
Yeah, even when he wasn't supposed to be waving at the camera?
He was an extra, but yeah, he wasn't supposed to be waving at the camera. But it made it into the movie. It's Pat.
Well, no. That's why it went to DVD so quickly.
Mike, why do you want us to call Pat?
Well, I've known his family and him a long time, and I have respect for him, so I don't want him to know that I'm saying this, but it's just, he goes out of state all the time to get with younger girls.
That's
going out of state for it.
That's not really the spirit of naked cruelty.
Well, not to, especially, depending on how young.
Besides, right. Lock him up.
We'd have to tell who it was from, who the call was from. Right.
Don and Mike Show, hello.
What's up, buddies?
Hey, hi, who's this?
This is Chris.
Hi, Chris, where are you from?
Reno.
All right, Chris, who is it you'd like us to call and be cruel to? Who you don't have the nerve to?
My brother, Mike.
Okay, why?
My brother is in a sales position, and I love him like no other, but he's got incredibly bad BO, and sometimes his breath is really, really bad, too.
Mm. And he really does stink to other people. You have to give us more than that.
He stinks. Like, I mean, I can't explain it to you sometimes. Like, I'll be in around him. Like, we'll go to lunch or something, and I have to roll the window down. And I can't tell him because I don't know how to tell him.
What about others that you come in contact with? Are there people that would back it up?
I don't know, because he doesn't have much of a
thick enough. Let's try this one. Hi, Don and Mike Show. Who's this? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, who's this?
Hey, this is Bill.
Hi, Bill. Who is it you'd like us to call and why?
I want you to call my boss, Paul, because his breath stinks because he smokes cigarettes. And then when you try to get up too close, he's always walking up on you trying to talk to you like whisper. And it's incredible.
Now, the only reason I like it is because he said it's his boss. Now, is your boss at work now?
Yeah, he is.
Aren't you worried that you'll be fired if you say your boss has bad breath?
I'm a Teamster. He can't fire me.
Good answer.
Hold on a second, please.
Cigarette breath stinks.
Hold on. That's not bad. And I know you thought, Mike, like I did, that maybe the crap detector there.
But he was quick with the Teamster.
He did the right answer. Look for the union label.
Can't fire union.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Who's this?
This is Don.
Hi, Don. Who do you want us to call, my friend?
My coworker, Patty, Patricia.
And Patty? Okay. Why Patty?
I would like to congratulate her on being a 47-year-old great-grandmother.
Wow.
Stop the presses. We have a winner.
That is simple. Simple and cruel.
Hold on a moment, please, Don.
She's a co-worker.
Co-worker, do we have the number? What's your name?
Patty. Let's
Hold
call
on.
Her.
Hold on, please.
Okay. So I took the butcher knife and I put it up to her neck.
That's a good.
What is it that's so, it's not, it's just unique.
Patty, are you 47? Yes. On behalf of your coworker, Don, congratulations for being a great grandmother. Mike, that is babies having babies having babies.
Absolutely. Wow.
Okay, hold on, Don. Hold on. That's the winning one. That's the
Patty?
That's the call we're going to make.
We've done this a few times. That may be the most unique as far as Just laying it on her.
And what's great is, it is just a quick something you would want to say to somebody, yeah, but you never have the nerve.
And of course, you have to give, you know, Don credit. You know, Don called and wanted us to tell you, on behalf of all of
47.
Don, congratulations on being a 47-year-old
great-grandmother.
Killer!
Yahuwah. Oh, you got her?
Okay. Right. Hold on. Here we go.
Let's welcome to the Don and Mike show now, Patty.
Hi, Patty.
Hi.
Hi, Patty. You're on the radio, and we have this guy, Don. Now, he's just going to have to say hello to you. Don, here's Patty. Just say hi to her, please.
Hello, Patty. How are you? Hi, Don. What's going on?
All right. Hold on. Now that's Don. We're going to send Don away now.
All right, Don.
I'm on a hold.
Putting him on hold. Patty, here's what Don would like to say to you.
Very simple.
You're 47, right?
Yes, I am.
Congratulations on being a great grandmother at 47.
There you go. Yeah, funny. Jesus Christ, Patty.
I mean, Patty, what is... I mean,
Patty, I'd like to hear the...
Babies having babies.
I'd certainly like to hear the ages of the kids.
Well, it's got to be... I've just done the math. Somebody was under 16. Somewhere along the ride.
They get real fertile about that. Patty, of course, this is Naked Cruelty, and we just had to tell you that, but if you'd like, we'd love to hear the ages, and maybe, you know, no names have to be included, but...
Well, thank God for that.
Who had what when?
Okay, I had my first daughter.
Yes.
When I was 10 and a half.
How old?
Did you say 10 and a half?
No, 14 and a half.
14 and a half. Wow, 14 and a half, okay.
That's close to statutory.
Wow, and then?
And then I had a son at 16.
Yeah.
And then I had another daughter. I waited a little longer. I had her at 19.
Uh-huh. Hey, way to have some resistance.
Wow.
And my first daughter had her first child. She followed in her mother's footsteps.
Uh-huh.
And had her first child at 14 and a half.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Wow.
And then there's one more, right?
Well, there's... Yes, there's one more. I guess it's the trifecta, I guess you could say.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So the most recent baby was born to a how old woman?
She was almost 15.
Oh, my.
Almost. Wow.
Just a day before her 15th birthday.
Jesus.
You know what's almost better than great-grandmother at 47?
What?
Grandmother at 29.
Yeah. Listen,
she's only been drinking for 8 years.
Oh, honey, you are a good sport, and for being on our show, we'd like to give you a $20 Tower Record gift card. Tower Record, TowerRecords.com. Entertain yourself.
That sounds fantastic.
She can
Thank
do
you
that.
Very much.
May we throw in a carton of your favorite smokes?
I don't smoke anymore.
Okay. Thank God for that.
Thank you, Patty. Hold on a second for your prize. Hold on a second. That's Peppermint Patty.
Don't you know she quit smoking after she quit procreating?
Yeah, but it's good she quit smoking because, you know, she wants to live to see her kids graduate.
And now let's go to Don again. Hey, Don.
Yes, sir.
Friend, you are a big fat winner.
I love it.
That's how you play that game.
Wow, that's strong.
Listen, you got the trip to trip to Las Vegas. That's courtesy of Independence Air, flyeye.com. Don't forget your happy bags. Have a great time in Las Vegas, and thank you for listening.
Thank you.
That's great.
Thank you.
That's just great.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden,
verboten,
one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
There he is.
Me.
He made it up.
Buzz. Mm-hmm. So, Don, have you wanted to say that to her for a long time?
Well, yeah, but it's kind of an awkward thing. But now that the water's been broken, I guess.
repeatedly.
Yeah, the water was broken when she was 14 for the first time.
Oh, that's a good one, Don.
Yeah, really.
Well, Don, do you suppose that Patty is still active? Because it's possible she could give birth to, I guess, the child's own great uncle.
Well, yeah.
Oh my gosh. I suppose she probably is.
Keep us posted.
Okay, yeah, please
hold on
do.
A second. That's where you lost me, Rob.
See, this now you get into that poker thing you did.
No. I'm just thinking.
Here's how you play Dr. Pepper. Remember, Dr. Pepper's at 2, 9, 7, and 11.
If by the time the other child was 14, they'd be brother and sister, in a way.
Buzz?
And where was she calling from, just for fun?
Sacramento.
That's right.
Buzz?
Yes.
What's your lead story on the news and comments tonight?
Corey Clark says he has explicit proof he was with her.
Ooh. Yeah, I can get her.
Stay tuned for more news and comment coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
Mike Show. Paula Abdul news coming up. That's very...
Very professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
This is good smoke.
Smokers break the nasty habit without gaining weight. Smoke break. Revolutionary tablet for smokers. Get it now at fine retailers. Al Green's got a new record out. Pretty goddamn good. If you like Al Green, like I like Al Green, you're going to like it.
You went to see Al Green, didn't you?
Yeah, great. Best concert I've ever seen. I went to see Al Green and Isaac Hayes together. Oh, like, wow. Down in, as they say, in the ATL.
Mm-hmm.
It was great. And what's good about Al Green is that he got the God stuff out of his system. He still is into God.
Yep.
But now he can write songs about boning again.
Oh, isn't that wonderful?
And sing songs about boning.
You can't, if you can't write songs about boning, why write songs?
Amen. Let's bone together. That's what it was best.
Let's stay together.
And, no, it's let's bone together.
Yeah.
There was another one, you ought to bone with me.
Mm-hmm.
Now you ought to be with me.
Right.
Anyway, hi, Buzz.
And then, of course, Isaac Hayes' famous song, Bone.
Shaft.
He's a bad mother.
Oh, and don't forget, Al Green had a song called Call Me, so he would have a song called Bone Me.
Bone Me. Right.
The Reverend Al Bone.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna Mike. With just seconds left in his 15 minutes of fame, American Idol loser Corey Clark is trying to stoke the fire. Through his lawyer, he says he has explicit evidence he had sex with Idol judge Paula Abdul, if you care.
What is the evidence?
He says he doesn't plan to release that information, Don, because of its explicit nature, but he does say Paula has a distinguishing characteristic. I say she's a guy.
He's a creep. You know, I think public opinion is going to go the way I feel.
Yeah.
Now I'm mad at the guy. Now
of
the guy's
course.
Gone a little bit too far.
Maybe
she's got an Audi.
This is creepy.
Well, you can see that if she wore a belly shirt.
I'm not talking about her belly button.
Oh.
Corey says he has incriminating evidence.
You know what I mean.
That yeah. Button down. Corey says he has incriminating evidence he'd be happy to share with law enforcement. Incriminating, as in criminal. He says he's saying this in response to the Saturday Night Live sketch in which Paula made fun of his accusations. He's also bitter about being sent home from the competition, which is why he says he won't help Fox investigate his accusations.
Hold on, how could he be so upset about Saturday Night Live when I saw a clip on the web of him on the Geraldo show Sunday night? Geraldo Rivera, cheery gig for Geraldo.
Yeah.
He took this loser to a bar Saturday night to watch Saturday Night Live with him. And on his show, I guess Sunday night on Fox News Channel, they showed this idiot Corey laughing and going, that's a good one. She's funny. She's really good.
This is ridiculous. This is a scumbag who ought to be swept back under the carpet. Well, between Sunday night and today, he and his lawyer have decided it wasn't so funny. So that's why they're making this threat that they
and
have information.
You know what? Whatever.
Right.
I really think this is ridiculous. And don't forget tonight about the deaf people. Just remember.
What is your call on that? I mean, are you going with, are we going to get an extra night? Because, I mean, I'd like to see the results tonight.
I think if they're smart, that they're going to stretch it out. Which is what he did with Paula.
Yeah. The distinguishing character.
Deaf people. The number on closed captioning, Buzz found a link to this. If you Google American Idol and, what was it, like closed captioning?
Right, yeah, I put, I don't remember, I'll find
you it. You can do it for yourself and see that last night with all the contestants, for those who are deaf, they gave the wrong telephone numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning that American Idol has a chance to come on tonight and say, we screwed up the vote, you got to re-vote again.
And as we said before, they do that by design just to squeeze another night
of programming. Go to realitytvmagazine.com. Realitytvmagazine.com has the pictures and that prove the mistakes and explain.
Do we have any word from Fox? Do they ever tip their hand as to what they're going to do with that? I mean, will they have some sort of press release to say they're going to do an extra night?
They did not the last time.
Okay.
All right.
They haven't yet. We'll keep you posted.
See, and that's why we'll all be watching tonight.
It works.
Mm-hmm.
A former child star testifying for a former pop star. That was the big news today in Santa Maria, California, as we continue the long national nightmare known as the Michael Jackson trial.
This is Robert the Mailman.
Wasn't him. No.
Hello, bee-stung lips.
Macaulay Culkin, who's now 24, would take the stand to either help Jacko or to hurt him. There has been testimony in this trial that Jackson fondled Macaulay when Macaulay was young. Publicly, Macaulay has always said it never happened, and today he re-emphasized that on the stand, calling the charge ridiculous.
Homo alone.
He's going to walk. I think Michael Jackson's going to walk.
Agreed.
And although, during the testimony, did they talk about happy bags?
No.
Although, didn't they make some announcement that he wasn't going to sleep with boys anymore?
Yeah, his I forget, one of his attorneys said that he would not sell his interest in the Beatles music, but he will just continue his practice of sleeping with boys.
Well,
although he never did anything wrong.
And Buzz, I don't know, I don't remember our meeting about the news. Do you have anything about Neverland being sold?
I do. That's coming up after I tell you that in testimony yesterday, the manager of Neverland Ranch admitted that he'd lied to police, telling them that Jackson never slept with children. Jackson himself admitted he did on national television. So now a Jackson defense witness has been outed as less than truthful. To make matters worse, the same guy admitted that Jacko had special bonds with a series of boys, including Macaulay Culkin. And to make it even worse, the ranch manager was called out in court for his repeated looks to Michael as if he needed help with his answers on the witness stand.
This you should not do. You should not say he's an animal. Should not say he's Jacko. I'm not a Jacko. I'm Jackson.
You
know. How do you feel when they call you? Wacko Jacko. Where'd that come from? I'm English tabloid.
Where did that come from?
I have a heart and I have feelings. I feel that when you do that to me. It's not nice. Don't do it.
Perhaps feeling,
not nice. Don't do it.
That's what all the boys said.
Perhaps feeling a little
too
much.
I feel that when people do it. Wacko Jacko.
Either way, the
How
ranch...
How would you feel, Buzz?
I would feel badly, Michael.
Wacko Jacko.
Yeah.
Wacko Buzzo.
Not friendly
it's
sounding.
It's not nice. Stop it. And I will no longer sleep with boys.
Good for you, Michael.
And I'm not selling the Beatles collection.
But you are selling something else, I think.
And I have a face like a clown.
Yes, you do. Mm-hmm. Well, whatever happens, the ranch manager may be out of a job. The National Enquirer says Jackson has secretly sold Neverland. The Enquirer says the price was $35 million.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We're going to go for the price?
Yeah, because when I read this in the Enquirer, I was blown away by...
$35 million is the selling price. Did you remember what the mortgage was? What the mortgage is at this point?
No, see, that's why you're good, Buzz, and I'm bad, because I don't read the whole story. I just...
$16 million. $16 million is the mortgage on the place that, that Jackson has left.
So it's still under $50 million.
Right.
For that whole freaking...
$35 million.
...pedophile playland.
Does it come with the carnival rides?
I believe it does. I think as is.
Well, you know, if you're a super rich guy that's got kids, it's probably a trip.
I don't care if you're Donald Trump. You wouldn't buy that place because you'd walk in and you'd smell pedophilia.
Oh, you're right.
You never know what I mean?
The kids might find.
You could never.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah. I'm selling it.
You could not go in any room without thinking, who's violated here.
And can't you bring in, like, one of those people that cleans up after crime scenes?
Did you see, like, the Amityville Horror?
Yeah.
It never leaves.
Would you seal off the secret room?
Yeah, I was going to say, remember, they've already found one secret room.
Uh-huh. Right.
You think that's it?
Yeah, you're right.
I guarantee you there's a sodomy bunker.
I guarantee you there's nothing in there. Obviously, the ranch was sold to help Jackson pay his bills. The paper says the property is in escrow, so the buyer's name has not yet been revealed. The ranch reportedly costs about, what do you want to guess, how much it costs a year to maintain?
Oh, okay.
$35 million
I'd say it costs $3 million a year.
That's exactly correct, Don. That's the answer.
Hey, Mike, I didn't know it. I swear to God.
That's pretty damn good.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Tabloids.
Why so much?
$3 million?
Well, you have to oil the Ferris wheel.
There's lots of bushes. Lots of bush
that need trim.
Is that how much you pay for your house a year to maintain it?
Seems that way.
The tabloid says Jackson will be out within the next 90 days after 17 years of living there.
90 days, Jerry.
One
attorney will be in touch.
One source says Jackson will move out the day after the trial is over, that since the police raid, it just hasn't felt like home.
Oh.
Homo.
Bodies popping out of the ground in a Chicago cemetery. Our story when we return.
Thank you, bud. Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Mike.
And here he is again now, Guy Birdley. Hi, Guy. Hey, this is Buzz. Don't worry about the headphone thing.
No, I like that WKRP Buzz.
Just going to say, Dr. Johnny Fever never had problems. Buzz just sit over there casually without his headphones on.
Yeah, wouldn't it be great if we could all do the show like that? We wouldn't have headphone head. What?
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna Mike. Rest in pieces. In Chicago, a man went to a cemetery to pay respects to his late mother. He couldn't find her grave. A lot of the graves had no markers. Hers was in a pile of other markers that had been tossed aside. What he did find was coffins coming out of the ground.
Yeah.
Quoting him, I run up on coffins, open, foul odors coming out.
Ow!
He called Chicago's Channel 5.
Okay, there's no...
Ow! There's no real need for you to get upset about that, Rosie.
I love you. I have to go. I have to go catch a bus.
Yeah, well, right. Go catch it right now.
Open your eyeballs and you can say that he's a little bit of a jerk.
He is not. He's reading the news.
I buy my bus pass for $40 and I'm first always, so that's why I'm first.
I don't care. So the camera crew, Channel
Thank
5
you.
In Chicago, you're
Shut
welcome.
Up. How is that is that?
Good.
I'm hearing you.
Yeah, I hear you, too. Hope her daddy's not buried in the cemetery. The camera crew got shot.
Yes, I'm okay. I'm okay because I'm the sheriff.
Good. Good.
Put
whatever,
a sock in
whatever
it.
Makes you happy.
Camera crew. The sheriff.
You're not a sheriff. Not a sheriff. Camera
crew. You can forget about my sister. She got a boyfriend.
Just leave me alone. The camera crew got shots of at least three coffins sticking out of the soil and a view of the plastic-wrapped bodies inside at the Homewood... Yes, at the Homewood Memorial Gardens, it is frightening. Yes. Caretaker says this is just because of the improvements that are being made.
You're upsetting her.
Man should come across. I don't want to do that, really. Plus, quoting him, quoting the caretaker at the cemetery, we have coyotes that come and dig animals, stuff like that.
And dig.
Yeah.
Who wrote this joint anyway?
What not?
Okay, right, stay out of it.
Valid question.
How that is that?
Yes, he is. Think about that and cry.
You drink, you have...
Hurry it up. We're burning daylight.
You drink, you have sex. You drink, you have sex. If that's your pattern, after a while, you begin to associate drinking with sex. Suddenly, instead of Pavlov's dog, you are Smirnoff's dog. Scientists have proven this in a study of men published in the latest edition of the medical journal Addiction. I subscribe, by the way.
Thank you.
They survived, they surveyed hundreds of college students about their views on alcohol and sex. The survey told researchers which students associated the two. They knew from that survey which students associated drinking and sex. The guys in that group...
Where's my son's name on this list?
No names were used. They just kept track. The researchers kept track, but they didn't publish them. And the guys in this group of tying alcohol with sex, even when given real-tasting non-alcoholic drinks, gave higher ratings to pictures of attractive women than the guys who just got sodas.
It was like a placebo.
Yes.
What if you drink because you never get sex?
Very bad. I would suspect you'd begin to associate that with drinking.
I what associate you... it with violence.
Of course you do.
What if you drink because the sex...
It's not... Yeah. We're with you.
The sex... Well, let me just say, mother-in-law in the house.
Yeah. Right.
All the time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It has an effect.
24/7.
Has an effect.
I mean, no matter how much you drink, I don't think you'll do that.
Yeah, just don't begin to...
Have sex with her? No, I'm talking about her.
Oh.
I'm talking about how hard it is for my wife and I.
She's in the house, yes.
Yes.
Oh, no, right. I'm sorry. I totally misread that.
According to the study, if she's always in the house when you have sex, you'll begin after a while to associate...
You're going
to
need a lot of drinks.
The study...
Mother-in-law drinks, too.
Anyway, the study's conclusion is just the thought of booze makes some guys horny.
Really?
That's the conclusion of the study.
Count on it.
Science is continuing to...
Hello!
Yeah, baby.
Science is continuing to prove that being gay is not a choice, it's genetics. The latest research shows that the brains of gay men respond to certain...
Thank you!
...certain aromas, the way women's brains do.
George Michael!
Wow.
Gay men respond to aromas same as women do, same aromas. And that the brains of straight men respond in a completely different way. Brain scans show different responses in gay and straight men to pheromones, the aromas given off by men and women who are not bathed in cologne.
That's what Farrah Fawcett does when Ryan O'Neill is just giving it to her.
That's what comes
pheromones.
Out of the
pheromones.
What comes out of the pheromones? The sweat of a man carries the sweat of a man carries a derivative of testosterone. Women and gay men respond to it. Straight men find that aroma unpleasant.
Homo.
Straight men are more likely to be aroused by the estrogen that are found in a woman's urine, according
God
to the study.
Damn right, Buzz.
The results of testing on lesbians.
In the hen
not in yet.
Wow.
Now, scientists have also proven that Mike O'Mara is right to recline while doing this show.
Hold on. Here's your jingle again, Mike.
O'Mara. All right. A bonus party.
An Australian psychologist found that people are more creative when they're lying down.
Yep.
He says his subjects did a much better job.
I've said it for years.
There you go. Put your feet up, buddy.
Oh, the thoughts are just coming into my brain right now.
The psychologist says his subjects did much better at solving anagrams in that position than they did while thinking on their feet.
Anagram.
What's an anagram?
Well, I'll give you an example. The ability
to... No, I know what an anagram is.
Well, let me explain to people who don't know, because I suspect there may be some.
Thank you.
The ability to do anagrams, quickly rearranging the letters of a word to form different words, that's considered a sign of creativity, if you can do that well.
I can.
The researcher says adrenaline sharpens your alertness when you stand up, but it impairs your creative thinking.
Yeah.
And there's less adrenaline when you're lying down.
There's no adrenaline in here. Not right now.
I guarantee you there's nothing in there, Hank.
It's none. I'm not empty. No, I'm empty on adrenaline.
Well, you don't need me to tell you that your paycheck isn't going as far as it used to, but let me help you count the ways.
Okay.
Prices went up 3.1% in the last 12 months. Your salary went up only 2.4% on average.
Yes.
What's left is known as your real wage. A new report says real wages in this country are falling at their fastest rate in 14 years.
What's the Comey Index, though?
I don't know.
The COMI?
Yeah, I don't know.
Cost of Marrying Index.
I don't know. What about the CODI? The CODI.
Yeah, that's true. I suppose I should have rewritten it. Thanks.
Certainly.
What about the CTKH? It's not what you think.
What would that be?
Cheaper to keep.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, the reason real wages are going
down.
The reason real wages are going down is your boss is too stingy with the pay raises, means you have to work more hours just to keep up with the cost
Thank
of living.
You.
This will bite your employer in the ass when people don't have enough money to buy whatever it is your company makes. Unless you work at an oil company, they're fine.
Right.
And the government's fine, so the economy's mainly just hurting you and the airlines. Mm-hmm. Delta facing bankruptcy in the next few months, even after cutting 7,000 jobs and other expenses. United has dumped all four of its pension plans to make ends meet as it heads for bankruptcy later this year.
You mean really Ted didn't turn that whole company around?
I guess not.
And if United can make it to later in the year without its union employees going on strike, if you think you're unhappy with your real wages, talk to the people who work at United.
And have for years, and you look at the oil. And the main reason for airlines going bankrupt is because of the oil prices.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody touches the oil companies. They get fatter and fatter and fatter.
Well, didn't you see on the news? Good news at the pumps.
Yeah.
The cost of a gallon of gas is down 3 cents.
Isn't that wonderful?
3 stinking pennies. You know who cares about that? Mm. Alan Linewand.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
And while all that was happening, price of oil went up another dollar a barrel, so the prices will be going back up again.
This is ridiculous.
No progress.
Pennyman.
Hey, that ringing in your pocket could be your parking meter calling. I'll explain that when we come back.
You're crazy. There's no parking meter, bud.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Joy Boys, Don and Mike.
Here we go. Hi, Buzzy.
Hi, Don and Mike. I've managed my time poorly despite the extra time. Let me just tell you, White House went on red alert today for the first time since 9/11. It turned out to be a couple of yokels headed for an air show, and they just flew right over the White House.
And I know we are all running out of time.
Yes.
Tomorrow we can discuss it. I thought it was awful. Our plan, our emergency plan, because they thought the big one was coming. I was watching this thing live on TV.
Yeah. Kick people out of the Capitol and run.
The plan is leave the Capitol and run to Union Station.
Yeah.
So you see on TV thousands of people. And they were saying that the guys were at the Capitol Police were in there with the guns, like
telling them to run.
Yeah, this is not a drill. Go, move, move, move.
Run.
Well, that's how it went down. Oh, and in sports, by the way, Minnesota Vikings running back Ontario Smith caught with a Wizenator, a device to cheat on your drug test.
He could be out for a year, depending on what the NFL decides. And finally, not the kind of thing you see every day outside a steakhouse in Bartlesville, Oklahoma. Man in a white miniskirt bending over to pick up something, not caring that people could see that he wore nothing under the skirt.
Oh,
and,
it's a lot of fun.
And then lifting up the front of the skirt.
It's a lot of fun.
Faces a jury on Monday if convicted. It's his second offensive offense. Steakhouse manager says he's talked to Herschel Dale Allen about this before, but he just kept showing up without pants.
It's a lot of fun.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, Mike, that's it. We got to go.
No.
Yes.
No.
Dad, why do you do that?
Because I'm lying.
Don and Mike website.com, official website of our show. Please stay tuned now. A very conservative, liberal, uptight host.
Yeah, he's the liberal's liberal.
Rush Carruthers is coming up next. And don't forget his lackeys, Ron and Fez. We think they're pretty good, too.
They get coffee for him and they entertain.
They're amazing. That's it. We got to go. We'll see you tomorrow with a new episode. Good day to you,
good
sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day now, you.
I bought it
for
wrench.
My skin.
A wrench?
Yeah.
Oh, the door shut.
Can we meet again? Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.